Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. Then I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah.
First thing first, I'll evolve my hitters. This rap, 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 and I evolve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some smoke, smoke, some you drink, drink. Yeah, yeah, on the rock with that shit on thing. That's a new back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't mine, yeah. Taking, 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 shit, yeah, that's mine, yeah. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's mine, yeah. First pass throw to my head. Hit my first big pass with my head, the mother head. Cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits.
My I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my trip sipping on that. Then we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there getting twisted. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I put you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Buy the kiss, my nigga. Drink that egg right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my girl riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My homie got cake, my homie got. My homie running me, he the reason I'm straight. My homie got a house, my homie got a lake. My homie, we eat, my homie get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my hero, my hero. Running off of me, my hero, my hero.
Alright, alright.
My hero, my hero.
Down,
wow,
right.
And he ain't my hero. My hero, my
hero. To the Lord, thank you. It's a good Friday, it's time to get down. It's time to get down, forget all this yak-tack to the rat. It's time to get your square self to the line, burn out, get in them lights, left time, grudge, bro. Because we got 50, 60, 80-degree weather up here this week and going on the next week. So get in the garage, get started. Baby boy, where you at? I'm in the garage right now working. I got the Cadillac sitting here on beam, but I got to tighten up this lack for a minute and get on this, get out here and see what's going on. Where you at, man? I've been looking for you. Come on, baby boy.
What's happening with you, Cadillac, man? I'm just sitting around just chilling in the barbershop. I've been working all day, having them Easter, the Resurrection Sunday cut. They got to get those nice hoops. So I've been working like a Hebrew.
Hey, man, I understand all that, man. You ain't the only one, man, on the highway getting down in the byways, man, trying to get things done because it's Good Friday, man. It's the Lord, man, that he died for us and all that there this weekend, man. So we got to celebrate and bring it on through. I just want to tell everybody hello, another Friday. Tell the Lord thank you. Amen. You understand? Amen again, because we woke up and we done made another Friday, and we on the Cadillac Show with Baby Boy. Finna jump up in this ESV on these 32s. We beaming. We're going to jump up here in a minute, man. We want to see what's going on tonight, because it's getting ready to pop off. Let's smell some rubbers and some funky ribs. Tell all them squares out there, let's go.
Yeah. Now listen to me. Now you gotta listen to me. Now this real talk. Now you know you're my partner, right?
I hear you talk. Come on with it. What's on your mind?
Now, since it's warm out, I don't hear too many people pressing the one button because they do a lot of old talk over this radio. I ain't got no race car, so I ain't gotta be. There ain't nobody gotta be looking for me, so I'm in the clear with that. But I indulge and go to the track and, you know, try to see if I think I can grab somebody that I think they indulge it with, that I think they can win. I ain't got no worries on my plate. So all these guys that's on the phone tonight, what we gonna try to
baby.
Do is have
hey,
a
baby.
Average,
hey baby,
huh?
Hey
huh?
Baby, I'm gonna tell you like this here, man. It ain't never no worry, man. If you're a real cat, man, you ain't worried about nothing. You're going to get your mind because you know you're going to be at your best. Whatever go down, it go down. If you get knocked down, you're supposed to get back and get right back with them. That's
well,
all it
I
is. But if you're on that page, baby boy, you don't worry about the next man. You worry about you. You blank him out. When you get in them lights, you ain't even studying him, man.
I don't want to make it. My point was I didn't want to make it to feel like, you know, everybody can get on these shows, man, and because they got race cars and ain't engaged with nobody. Man, if you got a race car, talk about your race car, who you are, you know. If you're coming out this year, you know, campaigning with somebody, you know, just talk about it. You ain't got to, you know, get into no argument with nobody over these talk shows, man. That's why it's called a talk show.
No.
Ain't nothing but talk.
You know what? That's the reason I came up with this topic tonight is that I want to bring out the true young racers that don't know how to drag race. They think they know, but they might not know. You got some guys that getting these cars, baby. You got to understand, you got a lot of cats, man. They ain't saying that, but they finna come out here, man. They finna get out here and show out. But I want to know if they know how to do a burnout. I want to know if they know how to work the gear shift, everything. Because if I have the racers, I want to make sure that I'm out their way. You understand what I'm saying? I want to make sure that they got safety on their mind. They know how to put the car in gear, do a burnout. Do you start in two or do you start in one? Do you know the proper way to do a burnout? That's my thing. How do you do a burnout?
Woo, Caroline. Don't do them, man.
I got to bring this down, brother. I got to see what my brothers
know
out here.
Do they know how to purge the car? Do they know where the bottom pressure supposed to be at? Do they know anything
about
that?
Did they do their homework? Hey, man, I want to make sure they did their homework.
Yeah,
I just want to know, man.
The girls' world is the girls' world, so we don't talk about some girls racing and talk about what you need to do or how you know if you don't know how to drive a car. We want to hear the guys that do know about how to drive a car get in the realm of telling somebody, because I don't know how to drive a car. They told me I ain't never been 10-20 before.
Well, but see, that's what I'm saying, baby boy. It's like this here, man. We can give some pointers out, man. Somebody can learn something from the night show, man. That's all I'm trying to do, educate them, man, a little bit about doing the burnout, getting in the burnout box, man, before you get up there to them lights, man, and knowing how the tree work. You got some cats, man, I've been watching this on the YouTube. They don't even know how to get in the burnout box or get up there to the tree, man. The tree done came down. They sitting there 30 seconds later, then they take off. There's a guy going down the track, man.
And I want
everybody to be able to enjoy themselves, man. I want to get mad. Because you get mad, you get frustrated, then anything else go with it. We ain't trying to do that. We're going to try to help you out on
the
Cadillac show.
And that's the main thing. Kind of like, you know, it's, the best understanding is teaching. And if you can learn and I can have a good teacher behind me, guess what? I can do anything
right.
in the world. I can put my mind in anything in the world if I feel like if I want to do that. You feel me?
Oh yeah. Or then you got if you don't have a teacher, you got to know how to teach yourself. You'd be riding, you'd come up to the stoplight, you try to time that stoplight, man. When that punk just went forward, it get green, you want to top. So when you leave at the green, you on that tree. Yeah, zero down on them trees, baby. Tree with stars that raise and win a race sometimes. Fast car always don't win. If you cut that tree down, right, boy, hey, you got a slow car, get out there and give a fast car heck, bruh. Give him heck. I'm here to let you know. Only thing you got to do better, cut that tree down. So, you know, my thing is like this here, man. We want to help the listeners, man. If they don't know how to drive a car, the ones who do, the ones that don't, man, let's help them out. Let's see if we can give them some pointers. They can teach us something. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to
like
drive.
Bitch, you like drive. And you don't know how to drive, man. What you got to do, just put it in, get in, go. You got a street car. What you got to do, just stare at that girl and go about your business. That's it. So I want to say, I'm going to say it like this here. We got anybody hitting the one button want to comment on this burnout box, get to the tree? What's the proper way you want me to do that?
Out.
Hey, you don't want to do a burnout and be turned the opposite way. You thought you was going down the track and you headed back toward the spectators. We don't want them kind of cats on the radio. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to teach them. We're going to keep the car straight. Don't let the car go all the way around. You feel the car going around. Get up off the gas. You know, you got some cats, they don't know, man. I'm trying to help the folks that don't know. If you do know, now you know what I know. So, you know.
I know it sounds easy, but it ain't that easy.
It ain't that easy? Hey, Big Will, what's going on?
What's going down, pal?
Who's speaking with tonight?
Big Will.
What's going on, Big Will? How you doing tonight?
All right, partner. A lot of people don't understand when them cars start moving around, they need more gas. Got to get the tires spinning faster.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, Will. I'm trying to get them ready because, Will, the weather done changed, Will. The weather done changed, man.
It's almost
that
time.
I will be in the garage tomorrow working. I'm working tomorrow, man. I've been doing that. I've been getting it in. It's time to get on that piece so I can get down.
My man, you know I'm counting on you.
Hey, Will, you ain't got to count on me, baby. I'm like, I'm the Cadillac. This is what I do, baby. This is what I do.
Hey, what's up, Cadillac? What's up, baby boy? What's up, Will? This is Big Ray, man. How y'all brothers doing, man?
Hey, Big Ray, what's going on, man? How you feeling tonight?
What's going on, Big Ray?
I'm blessed by the best, man. How y'all doing?
I'm all
right,
good,
you?
Man. Hey, all right, we're going to know what you think about this topic, man. What you think about this topic, man. Here?
Hey, man, I'm listening in, man. I'm still a young jock, man. I'm listening to everything y'all saying, man.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. You know, some people don't know how to do a burnout, man. They think you just get
I still don't know how to do a burnout.
Well, man, we're going to try to teach you, man. That's
now,
all.
Teach me, man.
Ray, don't play yourself short, man. You do a nice job, man. I've been impressed with you, man. I get a hats off to you, partner.
I appreciate that, Big Will, man. I'm still learning. I'm working hard at it every day, brother.
And that's what it's all about,
man.
Big Ray. That's what it's all about, learning, man.
You got to stay in it to win it, baby. You got to stay in it to win it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Who's
that?
Speaking with?
It's the Bread Man, one time for your mind.
Yeah.
Bread
oh,
Man,
Will,
one time, one time.
Yes,
what's going
sir?
On, Bread Man?
Good Friday, everybody. Good Friday. Man,
happy
I'm just trying to get in here, and you know what I mean? You know me. You know what I mean? I love the fact that we can always look to better ourselves. And the one way of doing it is passing knowledge to those
long
that don't
have. As long as you ain't dropping no oil in their yard and ain't no air leakage and you got good brakes on it, you going on the road there. Yep, you damn sure going on the road there. But you're serious. If you want to go.
Yeah, who was that? I thought about that, Bread Man.
Oh, it's all good, man. I you know, Buddy was talking when I got keyed in. I was sitting back. I was on here. I've been trying to get in here to address the topic at hand. It's a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to start it out. You know, first and foremost, in order to start driving, if this is a basic beginner. A basic beginner is someone that just looking to get in racing. You don't have to start out with the fastest car. You know what I mean? What I would suggest is to get a helmet that fits you, a helmet that you can look out of, go out and sit in your normal vehicle and see what your vision looks like, you know, where your blind spots are on that particular, why you're wearing a closed face helmet. After you do that, then, you know what I mean, go to the track. You know, like I said, if you're a real green, what I mean by green is if you've never driven before, but you want to. Some people, you know what I mean, they dive right in, 5-second car.
Right.
Me personally, I don't suggest that. But, you know, just know what feels comfortable for you. And you don't have to always, as they would say, take it to the limit. You can, you know, go with baby steps. Well, let's get to, you know, getting your equipment, safety equipment down that you need to address any situation. If you're a rookie, you want to be padded up to the utmost. You want the neck brace, gloves, and everything. Once you achieve that right there, learn how to take off your seat belts and get out of the car quickly. All you need is one way, you know what I mean? You never know what can happen on your first pass, so learn how to get in the car, do your little seat belts, and once you get safe with that, know where your cutoff switch is in the car. Car is set up differently.
Hey, Mr. Bread, man, I don't mean to cut you off, this baby boy speaking. You just said straight safety safari. Because I had went to the track with one of my partners, and he didn't have nobody to help him with the car, what have you. So I had to get him up in the water box, straighten him up, and then take the golf cart, and go down there and pick him up at the return road. And when I picked him up at the return road, he was a little hot. He said, "Baby, won't you put the car up and that's gone down to the pits." So I hooked the car up. He said, "Well, I'm a little hot, so what you need to do is get in the car and sit in the car and, you know, open the door a little bit, not so much to where you can, you know, get the door hit or what have you, to get you some air in there because it's a little hot in there." So when I opened the door to get inside the car, it was a full chassis car. So I didn't know how to put my legs and squeeze my body inside the car. So he said, "No, you got to get in this way." I think I went in body first, my top torso in first. He said, "No, you got to basically squeeze your behind in the car to get set down in the car. You got to watch your leg because the steering wheel so far, whatever." I got down in the car. And I'm riding, it's hot, I'm sweating. So we got to the pitch. It took me about 15 minutes to get out that car, Mr. Breadman, because I didn't know how to, I'd never been in a car so well. It had that much safety stuff before the roll cage and stuff like that to get inside and in and out of the car. You know, street cars are different. You know, you have maybe a bar so high to get your legs over or whatever to get in the car. But
right.
in that full chassis car, I had to basically put my bottom in first to get inside the car, and I had to, you know, configure it. He said, "Well, I'm gonna let you get out of the best way you can." And they have both the doors open. Now I'm sitting up there. I say, "Now how the hell am I gonna get out this car?" And I don't, you know, it was my first time, just, you know, being at the track with somebody that, you know, needed some help or whatever, you know. And like you say, that's safety, man, because if you get in a wreck or something like that, I think, you know, that you need to know how to get out of those cars, man, if you get yourself in some trouble because, you know, you're going so fast and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to bite off. I mean, if you, you know, you said something earlier when the show started about having a good instructor. And a lot of times that makes a difference when it comes to, you know, drivers out here that are, you know, entering racing. A good instructor, you know, somebody's patient, somebody who is just as happy to see you wanting to do, you know what I mean, it's right here, and wanting you to do it the right way makes a big difference in everything. And, you know, I'm going to leave it like that right there. That right there, what you have, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to allow somebody else because I can go on and on, you know what I mean? Me personally, I went to a driving school. That's what I did. The type of racing that I do. I didn't, and you know, don't get me wrong, I foot brake first, you know what I mean, my everyday car, you know what I mean, but that was like I was in high school eliminator, that's what I did back in the day, you know what I mean, so I come on, I've evolved a long way, but now they have schools that teach you how to do this stuff, and you know what I mean, a couple weekends or whatever, you know, you can go and get your license and run, you know, what you want to run, so I'm going to leave it at that right there. I ain't going to take up the whole show, but, you know what I mean, I want to see what other people are into, and that way we can, you know what I mean, each one teach one weekend. How you like that Cadillac Joe, huh? But, hey, baby boy, I want to say, for you to experience that right there tells you and me that, you know what I'm saying, you picked up a lot just by that one weekend, you know what I'm saying? And yes,
I was more intrigued about my buddy that took me to the track. He took his time with me like, man, if you got in the car, right, what if I need you to drive the car? What if I need you to do something like that? You need to know about the car, what you handling. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it wasn't – we didn't talk about this on our way to the track. We was talking about something else, you know, and you know, he got up in the water box. He said, you got to pull me up there. There ain't nobody but me and you, so – you got to pull me up there and get me in the water box and put me back in my tracks and straighten me out and put me up there a couple of inches from the pre-stage, and you got to know where the box at when you put your foot down and knock the box where your feet at and where you want to set me at. And I say, okay, cool, I got you. I did my best. I did all I could to get him down. I had a smooth pass, too, had a real nice pass. Then I had to go down to the return road to pick him up. You feel what I'm saying, Mr. Breadman? And I'm like, God, doggone it. That's a lot of work for just one. You can just imagine that's the work for just one person, you know?
Right. It is. A lot of times helping individuals is just as hard as doing the driving and all that. It's, you know, racing, that's what makes it good. When you have a crew, when you got some help and people that know what they're doing, it makes it very fun. But
no,
that's
definitely a plus, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. But I know, I mean, I got us out of the safety helmet, your safety needs, and we got you almost in staging lane. Don't let somebody else come in there and get us on the track. Let somebody else get us back to the water box. But I'm going to sit back on mute. Hey, if y'all need me, I'm here. Cadillac Joe, one time for your mind. Baby boy, do what you do.
One time, bread man, on your mind.
Yeah,
next caller. That's what I'm talking about. That's good information right there, because that's what you need to know. With these cars,
yeah,
you definitely got to go get the safety going, because you're getting these street cars, you're getting these fast cars, you need to have your shoes on, you need to have your tire, your suits and everything, your helmet. And the one thing he really said that made a lot of sense, if you're young guys that you're new to the game, you have to be able to see and see your blind spots in that helmet. You just can't put on any helmet, because some helmets will have your head rocking back and forth if your head ain't strong. Yes, then get you some good seat belts, and then tell that girl, let's get ready to ride, get up in that burnout box, and you do your burnout. You lay there and get straight in the water and do your burnout and keep the wheel straight. Don't overpower, give it just enough. It's like feeling out a woman. Feel it out and walking on through, baby.
Come on back. You're almost to the line. Holla. Come on, next caller.
Well, one thing for sure, I agree with that. I don't know if anybody said it, but you have to remember the main thing, don't try to impress your friend. Don't try not to try to impress everybody because it's only one behind in that seat. So,
a
lot of guys get out there and try to impress and stay in it, moving around. They want to show that they can make a pass. Man, you better know when to lift. That's the most important thing.
Right. You got to feel the car out first. Can't get in a fast car, slow car, whatever, any kind of car. You got to know how to feel it out so you know if you get ready to do something. First thing you do, take your foot off the gas and knock it out of gear, calm it back down. But you got some guys think they can drive, and they try to drive out of certain things, you know. So, you know, it's a learning sensation. It's a learning process, rather. You know, you got to be able to be on your job. It's a job now. You can't get caught up with the folks. You got to get caught up with you. Concentrate on you so you can come on back and do it again. Because it don't take
nothing
but
a quick
fellas? Check. What's going on? Who this?
This Hood. The usual
this Hood.
Suspect.
What's going on, Hood? What's going on, this suspect?
Nothing
what's
much.
Up, Detroit?
Oh, nothing. Making a little promo for all these May 3rd stuff. I'm trying to get it up. Get everything because everybody going to be having fun that day. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody trying to get it together so they can get up there because we got good weather here, man. It's trying to turn around, so it's time to get working on these cars now. Let the ground throwing out everything, man, so it's time to go.
I heard
that. So everything been good with you?
Yeah, everything fine. They get to break the ice tomorrow at the track tomorrow finally up here because
okay.
they ain't really
okay.
they going to have to break it in tomorrow.
Baby. Shake down.
What up, baby?
Come on, one time for me, man.
You know what time it is. Shake down. Yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah. We're going to see who ain't going to bust the trace tomorrow at our track.
Yeah,
we're going to see who is, and we're going to see
tonight.
Who ain't.
Oh, yeah. That's how it go. See what it do, when it do, how it do, baby, because it's going down. Everybody getting ready.
Hey, Detroit, now, what you feel about that safety, man? You know, when you get in the water box, I know you're film and saw guys getting the water box and stuff like that and didn't really know what they was doing and stuff like that. You know, you've been around racing a long time. I know you have, so. So, what do you feel
honestly,
about, you know,
my
safety,
opinion
stuff
on stuff like that, because, you wouldn't want to take the heart because I'm a street racer, so I got into it for the danger, you know. So every aspect that's not controlled, I'm really attracted to that. So on safety and some of the stuff, I don't have a realistic view. When I was choosing cars, when I had enough money to do what I wanted to do, when I was hustling, when I was young, I had access to, because it was fast money in the street, that dope money. So I had access to every kind of fast car I could get. I had a Vette, I had an IROC, and I had a Mustang. And the whole reason that I ended up choosing the Mustang is because it had slight modifications. But the reason I chose that car was because it was the most dangerous of the three in the way it felt when I drove it. By that one wheel on the one side spinning and it getting a little loose. The IROC was like a dang boat, you know, and it was cumbersome and it went around. The Vette was faster than all three, but it did exactly what I wanted it to do. So that one was out the question. It was faster than the three at the time I had access to, but it was too safe. So I ended up dealing with Mustangs from that day forward. And the reason I got back into grudge racing is because of the street aspect. People shouldn't be in the water box. It's not the safest thing in the world, but it's more liver. It's more exciting. It's more electric because we're doing a little bit of stuff we shouldn't be doing. But that's like with winning and everything else. I mean, it's the same thing when I go outside, you know. I got a girl at the crib, but, you know, if one out there looking good enough and she's sitting right, you know, it might not be, I might not be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So, that's life.
Hey, take down. Now, listen to me now. Don't get put out the house talking smooth now, man. You can't be talking smooth, though. You're going to get put out the house. Now, don't get put out the house with old lady.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. But, nah, they shouldn't be on the line. They shouldn't be walking past the beam when they staging, and you shouldn't have to yell at him, hey, look, let the car stage. Don't you stage it? And he say, oh, but it makes stuff a lot more interesting.
Oh, yeah. You got to be on point on every way, on all points. You got to be on the board with it.
Yeah.
You
got to
watch what you're doing.
It's so damn sure I ain't safe, because sometimes the crowd will be doing what they supposed to be doing, and they can still be close and seeing the race, and the car doing something else. I done seen them do burnouts where they going sideways the whole way. The car is totally east and west in the burnout. Like, dang, wait a second.
Hey, this is
not only hit the crowd, he finna hit the wall, too. So, you know. That's the territory.
I feel you, Shakedown. I want to ask you one more question before you go on mute. I know you're probably going to go on mute. I just want to ask you one question. Were you going to be up here for Big Shams and Leroy's race, West Side versus the South Side race? I would try to see if you're going to come in and film something.
Yeah.
And put that
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure on that. Both Sharon's races, the one in June, I'll be back when the next one, too. That's one of the funnest events I've been to because it was like, you know, the regular dudes with regular cars got to have. You know, you don't see that too much. So,
right.
So whenever it's an opportunity for me to see and be a part of something like that, it's a definite. I've seen guys to get to take their car out the garage they was building and race it, you know, and it wasn't no damn pro mod, you know. So I ain't going to miss that because I like that atmosphere. It's other people that build their cars and they want to get down too, and that's their opportunity. They can take their baby out and take it to the track and do what it do. You know, you don't see that too much. You don't see the heavy money boys usually be the only ones that can play like they want to. But the field is so, you know, the field is so everybody bringing their stuff out. You going to see your mans from way back when that y'all was supposed to get down and y'all both got y'all cars there. So it's a lovely, beautiful thing. You know,
hey,
I will be there.
Who are we speaking with? Who we speaking with?
Hey,
hello?
Hello?
Who we speaking with?
Hey.
Somebody said your name, Cadillac.
Yeah,
hey,
come on
Lake.
In.
This is Lake Speed. What up, Cadillac?
What's up, Lake? Bring it on, baby.
What's the topic for tonight, Joe?
And, hey, man, talking about getting in that burnout box, man, getting up to that tree.
Straight up.
That's it. What's the best way to do it? We're trying to teach. Because, you know, you got some cats do a burnout. They do a burnout. They'll spin the car around and going back the other way. And didn't know they're supposed to take their foot off the brake, take their foot off the gas.
Yeah, I didn't see that, man. Have you heard anything from them stragglers?
Hey, just put that call down.
Hey,
man, we having a good show. We having a very good show. Don't start them boys. Don't start the East Side up, man. Please don't start them boys up.
Well,
them people. I like Terrell. I like all of them boys, man, over there. Don't start them people up over there. They're going to start President One, but we're going to have Hartman on the phone.
They talk about how they was going to put me on the hit list and all of that. They're going to get theirs. They got it coming, boy. To the white meat of their skull is showing, because they're going to get raped.
Oh, no, man. What? You have a condom on?
Man.
You want to catch something?
You can't leave no evidence.
Hey, as we speak right now.
Now, you make sure you put a condom on, man, before you go up there. You can glue it up, but don't, you know, make sure you protect yourself.
Right here. Look like they, like hey, they say. Those nuts in your mouth.
You wrong dealers around here, huh?
And they're going to give me off that hit list sooner than they put me on it. I tell you that. And Fat Boy Racing, hey, Ray, if you're listening, this is Lake Speed. Get your big loud ass in that car and I'll beat the brakes off you, boy.
I'm right here.
Ray, get in that car.
And it's coming right here. Shit. You
understand?
What's up, how you doing, man? Hello?
Who we speaking with? First of all, who we speaking with?
Hey, I'm sorry. This is Big Ray. I was on mute.
Okay, Big Ray.
How you doing, Mr. Ronald Lake? How you doing?
Hello. Yeah, baby.
Hello,
boy, here. I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, Ray.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay. Well, you called me out yesterday, and I'm not a motherfucking coward. I will see you.
No, I didn't, Mr. Lake. I didn't say you was a coward. I said I would like to engage with you. I didn't call you no coward now.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're gonna get it on. We will get it on. I tried to do something with you last year a couple times. And you was over there in the water box running out by yourself when you didn't even have to go that day.
Ron, I'm still learning, man. I'm still a young puppy, man. So I think this year I feel like me and you can do something.
We're going to get it on, man.
And it's standing right next to it. You know who I am, Orlando Walker. Now, we going to get you.
Man,
hey, y'all better be on your best behavior.
Hey, what y'all gonna get Ronald Lake with? Some go karts?
Pull it, Craig. Craig, what you?
Hey, this is Rob. I'm sorry about that, man. I couldn't hold it.
Little Rob.
What's
up, listen, man? Cut it out.
Hey guys, I'm sorry, man. I got a question, man. It's to you, Cadillac, Baby Boy, Big Wheel, all you guys that's on the show, how you guys doing? I was thinking about something. And sometimes when I think about something, you know, it gets too heavy on your mind. You got to talk to somebody. So I figured I'd talk to you guys, but some of you guys are knowledgeable in different aspects of this race game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, why is it that guys who know their cars run real good, right? Now, your safety is your decision on how you want to be safe or not be safe.
Damn.
And you go to a guy and say, oh, you got a cage. I don't want to raise you. But we sit alike except for the cage. I choose to put the cage in my car because if anything happened on that track, that's the way
come
to
on, fish.
I got
no
save my life. You know what I'm saying?
Fish.
Now, this guy run as fast as you without
a
cage.
Y'all mute y'all mic and let this man say what he had to say. Y'all got to mute y'all mics, man. Please mute y'all mics and let this man have to say what he got to say. Go ahead, brother.
All right.
Okay. Now, this man decides he want to keep all the seats in his damn car to make it seem like this is a street car. Knowing well that goddamn car haven't been on the street since it's been on the racetrack. So why do you call it a street car when you actually race it on the track? And then you don't, because you choose not to have a cage, maybe you don't drive the car and you don't care about your driver. That's fine. Damn, that's your choice.
Okay.
I don't understand those things. Maybe y'all can explain it to me because I got a street car, but you don't drive it on the street. You race it at the track, and then you say, "Hey, I don't want to run you because I got seats. You don't have seats. I have no cage. You got a cage." Well, that don't mean we don't sit alike. Is that another word for saying I just don't want to race? Because it's too close to call.
Who is that speaking?
This is Rob.
Oh, don't knock another man's hustle.
Hey, I ain't trying to knock the hustle. I'm just trying to get the understanding of it because you got seats in your car. That don't mean your car. They don't even
they
mean
just
the race
hustling.
Gonna be that close.
That's all they doing. They just hustling. They full of nonsense.
Detroit. What I was gonna say was this here. This is what I was gonna say. Whoever just responded about this particular car, what have you? Do you got somebody that did you like that or something like that? Or you want to put his name out? What are you doing that?
Uh-oh, you said you want to put the name with it?
Well, no,
yeah,
so I'm not going to. You know what I'm saying?
You know, just get this over with. Cause it's,
well, you know, I ain't going to snitch on nobody, but I'm just saying, you know what I just hear that at the racetrack when it's a grudge racing event. You know what I'm saying? I hear that a lot, and I'm the type of guy, I'm ready to race. Let's go.
Hey, Ron,
we look about right.
Wait a minute, hold up. Ron, let me explain something to you. All it is a hustle, man. Everybody trying to catch an edge, man. If you really want to engage, they're going to engage. They figure
right.
they got a cage. They figure you ain't going to try to go. They want you to give them a spot. You give them a spot. They definitely want to go in. But you have to say, you know what, that's your choice. I ain't got nothing to do with it because I'm going to be in the front. I ain't going to worry about what's behind me, man. So you got to understand.
Right.
That's what they call it, grudge racing, man. See, this grudge thing is deep, man. It's deep. It's just like water. It run deep, baby. Because, see, everybody, they feeling that pressure because it's finna come up. The ground is loosening up now. And everybody nuts is getting hot. They won't stand up. They're going to be engaging more than a little bit this year. Trust me.
I hope so.
That's the reason I brought up this topic, talking about do you know how to burn out? Do you know the safeties of your vehicle? Can you drive? You understand? If you don't know how to drive, you may can hear something to help you out. If you don't know how to go to the light, you had a lot of people don't know how to run on a pro tree light. You understand? Some don't know how to do on a 1-2-3 light. You understand?
Well,
you have to teach them how to practice. Watch the stoplight when you pull up there. When it turns green, you got to hit it just right. Bam, you're on the 300. You understand?
Well,
that's why they got test and tune.
Right, absolutely. If you don't know how to burn out,
how you doing?
Don't practice when there's people around. This ain't vulgar, man. This ain't vulgar. You ain't going to get no points.
You ain't going to get no points, bro. You ain't going to get no points, bro. You ain't getting no points. But like I say, that's how come everybody got to have an edge. See, it's not what you do, it's how you do. You be good at what you do. That's how come you get in these cars, you learn them. You just don't jump in them just to tell them they ain't no fool. You learn them to know what you can do with them.
I hear what you say. I hear what you said. But the thing is, that's for somebody probably brain-specking new, right behind the ears with diapers on. Everybody is come on, man.
Man,
everybody
know
it ain't about
with
the cage and the seat.
Wait a minute. You got some guys you think they know how to drag race. They don't know nothing. They don't know how to really burn out. Look how they go down the track sideways in the burnout. You're supposed to let the car get straight so they overpower the car right there.
Or it could be they brakes is in reverse and you don't want the left side to pick up the brakes. And they got their lilac on, and one wheel is loose, and the other one is not.
Well, that could be so, but that's not the proper way. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
But I ain't worried about the man in the next lane. I'm worried about me, because I'm here to do my job to get this check. I come to get this check, man.
Hey, it's actually your job to tell that man what he's doing wrong, so he can beat you.
Hey, well, the number one rule of a burnout is. Don't look at that pretty lady to the left because you got some people to the right you might hit.
That's right. You gotta keep it right.
So just remember, if y'all, anybody on this radio show, if y'all see a black Camaro with some blue tape on the fender, this is why. When you do that burnout and you see two pretty ladies on the opposite side of you, please don't look.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell them to look at it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm going to tell them,
any advantage
I like that distraction.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
That's all
yes,
I want sir. You to do. I'm coming for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. I like
but
that.
But see, you just got to know what to do when you come at it, baby, because being out here in this land of milk and honey, baby, you got to get this cat, get this money.
Hey, Cadillac, you're definitely telling the truth.
Hey, man, that's what I'm here to do, Ronald.
Really?
Man, I'm trying to let them know, man. We ain't playing no games with them, man. We ain't playing no games. Games is over, man. It's time to burn out. It's time to let this metal do what it do and how it do. Get in these lights and let's go. Hope you brought enough and come on. That's all I can say to that. Just make sure you brought enough. But like I say, I'm looking for everybody to engage and see who wants to go, get it in. Let's get this topic back on the road. And, man, what's the proper way to do a burnout?
Not your soul, but some rubber.
Get in the water box. That's like you just get in the water.
Hey, what can I say? I think that's pretty good myself. Hey. Well, you ain't got to burn out at all for me. If you think you can go without burning out, get up there.
If you don't know how to use a brake, then do a job for it. Roll right through it and hit the gas.
Hey, whoever that is, can you mute your mic, whoever you are, you got too much background noise.
I know you hear that sound, Cadillac.
Huh? Did you just hear that?
That sound like a race car. That sound like somebody started a car.
Oh,
hey,
said, well,
I tell you like this, it's on the back of my motherfucking trailer and I'm looking for vengeance. I'm coming out to knock it off of people's ass.
Who are you on the phone with, Money Work?
You understand? And I'm not going to play with them. I want you to get in that light and knock that tree down, boy. If you don't know how to knock it down, you watch an old book. Because I get nervous at that starting line. You push me hard, I'm going to let up out that bitch on a motherfucking 005.
So, Ronald, look, you trying to tell us that you gonna chop the tree down, man?
Man, I'm going to knock the fire out of them. And if they don't know how to drive on a pro tree, they need to go watch NHRA on television and see how they live. They better watch TV. Because it ain't no joke. When that when that bread is on the line, you're not getting mad. It's Christmas. I don't give away Christmas gifts until December the 25th.
So see, that tree with that cash on there, that just do something to me, man. It make it all good. It make everything right.
Shit.
Let me go get that bread, baby.
Man, it does something to you. And then, you know what? I love when they go against you. I love when they make odds like that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Put for another plateau.
I like when they go against you. I like that. Make them odds up there, too.
But
man,
like
get
I
them
said,
3-2 odds, man.
But, you know, like I said, you know, people want to put you on the hit list, and all what they're going to do to you, there's a car to jump you with. You know what I'm saying? Because you can always get in somebody else and peel their head back to the white man. You understand? So
that's all.
Stand there and get your butt tore off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. I want them to come on out.
We're going to see. We definitely going to see. Because my car's on the trailer right now. It's on the trailer outside that corral. You know what I'm saying? So,
is the track open? No.
I'm just moving my car around because I'm getting the new garage door put on. But I had to bring the car out. And it felt good when I was in that alley and whacked that hoe.
Hey, man.
It felt wonderful, tremendous to me when I whacked that motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Because I'm ready, boy. They think I was a coward. Come on out there. I'll be there. I'll be there. All the shows that I can get my raggedy ass to. Understand? And I don't like racing in when it's at midnight, when the sun is gone, and it's black as hell outside. No, it ain't going to happen. You want a little piece of me, get on up there early in the daytime. That's right.
Put me on the trail and send me home.
From noon to 7. From noon to 8.
Yep.
From noon to 8, let's try to go.
Look, Cadillac, I enjoy your show. If I get back on in a few minutes, I'm just waiting to hear something from the stragglers. You know what I'm saying? Because they show call me out.
Wait, you want who?
The East Side boys to get on this phone.
Are you on the East Side?
East Side,
okay. They'll be on here in a little while.
Fat boy Ray, I hope you turned in on the show. Because you sent out a message yesterday, and as long as he get his big ass in that car, he going to get the... Oh, man, I'm not going to even talk no more, man. God bless y'all, and I'm off the air. God bless y'all, I'm off. Bye.
Hey, Ron, what's wrong with you? Hey, Ron, you going to drive? You going to drive your car?
Huh?
Are you going to drive?
I own that car. I own that motherfucker. Huh? Ain't nobody drive that bitch better than me. I own that motherfucker, boy. I don't need
you
nobody.
To shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
You understand?
I like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a bracket racer. I'm a fucking chump.
Hey,
I know how to go some rounds.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, man. It sounds like you going off.
Who is it?
Jeff.
Don't
get your ass knocked off.
Jeff,
what's going on, big dog? Hey, wait. Before you say something, Alec, who the fuck said that? Somebody else said something before you.
I don't know who the fuck that was screaming.
Oh, that was a ghost. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm dreaming. I'm drinking.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have me a cold beer right now, man, and I'm going to get off this phone for a minute, and then I'll get back on in a minute.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ronald Lake.
Yeah,
man, I forgot to let you guys know that, man. We lost Cooter Man yesterday.
We lost
Cooter Man died. Cooter Man.
Oh, man, God bless his family.
Yeah, you remember Cooter Man?
Yeah.
Dead, man. Used to be with Big Bleep and all of them, man. From down on and down on the low end, on the 771st and was that Loomis.
Oh, my God, man. Let me know
when
it's
Cooter Man. Yeah, another one. Lost another one, man. Good guy. No doubt. I want to send that, send a prayer for him today, tonight.
Man, well, you know what, man? I'm sorry to hear that, man. You know, may his family be at peace at this moment. Because you know what, whatever happened, there's no more suffering.
No, he ain't suffering no more, man.
No more.
He ain't suffering no more. So you know, just thought I'd put that out there. Those who know and who don't know, now they know. You know, like I say, this game, man, that we love and we do, man, we can't do it without the man upstairs allowing us to have this time to do what we want to do. So. That's like, we got to give him time. You know what I'm saying, man?
Right,
give him
right.
So he'll let us do what we want to do.
That's the truth. Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cadillac, this is the Reverend. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Reverend Jay?
What's going on, Reverend Jay?
What's happening, fellas? What's happening, man? Hey, I just heard some disturbing news, man. Hey, you talking about Cooter Ron from down Mississippi that come up here all the time?
Yeah.
With the motorcycles?
No.
The Grand
Cooter, yeah.
Come on, man. When that happened?
Yesterday.
Man, I see them every day at the Speedway on 95th and over there by Weston. And he take his son to school and he hang out in that Speedway. I was wondering why I didn't see him.
Yeah, man. Big Mark said
he was
with him last Friday, man.
I got to tell the people up at Speedway, man.
Damn, man. Cooter, man. Cooter was a man, dog. Cool cat, man.
Yes, sir. Ain't it, man?
So that's how come I say, man, every day,
let me
man,
know when
we
you,
get a chance.
Let me know when you find some information on that there.
Okay, I'll do that, man. I'll definitely let you
yes,
know.
Yes, sir. I'm standing by,
blessing,
man. I got to hook this up.
Hey,
Reverend Jay. Yes, sir,
hey,
boss.
Hey, did he ride bikes with Cougars?
No, he was an old school. Back he had an LTD back in the days when we used to race on 87 at the Grand Bazaar.
Okay. I thought ride motorcycles with Cougar. I thought he used to hang out with Cougar. That's the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's an old time, like in 78, 79, 80. Yeah, one of my old man's buddies. He moved down to Mississippi, and he come back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
man,
and also I got something else to put to our table too. For all of these street car guys who don't have no car trailers, hit me up. I'm a flatbed you on out there with this old tow truck too.
Hey, there you go.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Get that butter, man. Puff, yeah. Ain't it,
man?
Call Rep. He's going to get you right there.
Yes, sir. 708-259-1764.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, man. I'm just speaking to you guys. You and baby boy, man. I'm just listening. I'm on mute.
What's going on, Ground and Pound?
What's going down, big baby?
Not nothing,
man.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. What's up, Danny? How you doing?
I'm sorry, baby. I can't call
Jeffrey,
it, baby.
What up?
Yes, sir. I'm just listening. I had to say something. Goddamn, Ronald Lake was on there, man. That's my buddy there.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
what's
that
going
Ronald Lake talking about hurting somebody. He talking about hurting somebody.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Hey, he's going to get hurt once.
Hey, you ain't got to worry. You ain't got to worry about him because he got to come to see me for some slicks. And if he ain't got that pineapple, if he ain't got that pineapple cake, he can forget about them slicks.
Oh, man.
Hey.
I think it's like this pineapple cake now. Come on now.
Hey, Ray, he don't have that pineapple cake, boy. When I see him calling me, I know what he called me for. He wants some stiff walls. I'm going to be like, I ain't answering the phone.
Jeff, you got to hook up with some ties?
Yeah.
That's not me there.
Yes, sir.
Man, I need some things too.
Okay.
Yeah, I need a pair of
708-259-1764. Just hit me up and I'll let you know when you're having me in.
Yeah, 28.
You said that number too fast. Say it slow so everybody can understand what you said. You said it too slow. A lot of people got dementia.
Oh, 708-259-1764.
And what do you do? And what did you do, brother?
What do I do?
Yeah, I'm sure that helping everybody to the track, right?
Yeah, with my flatbed tow truck. Ain't no need of sitting at home on Sundays. I go to the track and make some money.
I heard that.
Pick up and delivery.
That's in good. Hey, Reverend Jake.
What's up, boss?
Hey, I got two glides for you.
Huh?
My buddy got two glides for you.
Okay. That's what it is.
Can we get that background noise? Whoever
He's
got
supposed
that,
to get back with me Monday and let me know what you want for.
They muted.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on, fella?
What's going on?
It's dope, man. Eastside Stranglers. We on the line.
What's going on,
Stranglers? There go them stragglers.
Uh-oh, yeah, there they go.
This Stokes, boy.
Hey, here go the piranhas.
What's going on
with y'all?
Not
What's
much, man.
How y'all Stokes?
How y'all feeling this Friday, man?
Hey, man, we thank the Lord we made another Friday, man, up at the table, man. The round, sitting around kicking the Cadillac.
Nuts.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, shit. I'm on there, man. I'm supporting. What, Jeff still on? Grab the pound?
Yeah, Jeff's still on here.
Jeff, what up, Jeff?
What's going on, son? How you doing?
I'm great, man.
Hey, good to hear from you, man. Want to say what's up to you, baby.
Likewise, bro. Likewise. Huh?
Hey, Jim, was you talking about the one? You got the
tires?
You got the little tires, Jim?
No, that was Kevin Jake.
Who was it who said that?
Hey. Reverend J. Okay.
Who is
that? This big Ray. What's up, Ray? Hey, Ray, I'm going to tell you this here.
Yeah.
Now listen real close. Listen real close and you're going to know who I am. Your wife, girlfriend's friend's husband. Now, you got that?
In Calumet City.
Hey, that's too fast for Ray, man. Slow down. Say that again,
yeah.
Slow for Ray.
Hey, Ray.
My wife's girlfriend.
Where the BMW used to sit in the garage. I mean, in the driveway.
Oh, what's up, Jay? Oh, Jay.
There you go.
This is Big Will, man. Can I get in there somewhere with that middle girlfriend, friend, who? What?
No. All this tied up. all this tied up. Hey, Big Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, Big. I forgot to even put in brother-in-law who got the party busters.
Right.
Yeah. That's who I am.
Okay.
Yeah, just call me later on.
Okay, hold on. Let me write that number down again. Give me a pen.
Oh, goddamn, man.
I'm sorry. You know, my man is, write this number now.
Hey, you just thinking about that's all, right?
It's 708.
Don't you say it yet, because that pen probably don't even work.
Oh, goddamn.
Yes, it is. 708, you said 259.
1764.
1764?
Yep.
1764. I got you.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
What's going on here?
Jeff?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Jeff?
What happened?
Going on?
Hey, just enjoying another day, another good Friday on this show.
Ain't it, man?
It's all good, man. Again, I'm setting these hitters up, man, because it's going down. It's finna go down.
You got the midgets together, boy?
Oh, man, the midgets lining up, baby. They lining up. Got them ducks in the pond holding them down, baby. I keep telling you, my hitter. That's what I started off with. That's how I'm coming in, baby. Keep my toes in the water.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some more good wax over here. You might want to try.
I need to get some. I need some, man. Cadillac needs some. Pearly coming through, baby. We coming downtown right now. Can't you see the skyline, baby? We don't need 32s riding.
Oh, Lord.
Man, we ride, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Jeff, you know I got to have some of that good polish, man. Man, I don't know why you're playing with it.
Hey, I know what you do, God. I know you like them motherfuckers to be shining. Yes, sir.
That's right. Hey, when I hit them bugs, they slide right on off. The juice can't even stay there. It gone.
Got to get credit where credit is.
That's it, baby. Come on with it. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you going to the track tomorrow?
Huh?
You going up to the Grove tomorrow?
You know what? I can't say for sure. I can't say for sure right now. I won't know till first thing in the morning.
Okay.
You got my number. Let's go.
I'm going to be working on the car for a little while, man. I'm going to try to get up there, but I'm going to be working on the car, man. I got to get out here, man. Get my ducks lined up. Get my ducks and let them start doing like the slot machine paying off, baby.
I'm going back to
getting full now.
I got to finish up.
as they say, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
But, yeah, just give me a call, man. Give me a call. I'm on
me. How much you get?
Shit, where I got it from, whatever you need.
Okay, all right, okay. I'll call you after the show. I got you. You know I want my box full. That's all I'm going to say.
Give me a shot.
Yeah, like me to put some of that wax on that slow-ass Camaro. It might go fast.
That's what I'm saying, baby. I'm trying to go.
What's up?
What's going on?
What's
going on with you? What you doing there?
Chuck, look.
What's up, look? Yeah, keep that laugh low. Yeah, baby.
Come pick me up tomorrow, man. I'll ride out to the Grove with you.
Boy, that ought to be a fun ride to listen to in the back seat.
Hey, we're going to talk about some of them old times in that Buick.
Hey, we had hair. Hey, I just took the Buick off the cover off the Buick, so it's ready.
Okay. Cool. Go up there and smell something, yeah.
Anybody out there, I'm betting with Big Ray against Ron Lake.
Well, I get some of that. We'll make it interesting. Get something to eat. Have some fun.
Yeah. I ain't want shit. I'll just listen and, call in.
Appreciate you, man.
I'm sitting up here drinking this High Life.
The High Life.
You ain't going Milan on the 3rd?
Yeah, well, I'm planning on it, but I'm trying to see what they're going to do.
Trying to get
things straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. But I heard about you though, boy.
You ain't heard about me? I ain't did shit.
Yeah, I heard about you, boy. You in the air? Yeah, I know.
Ain't doing that.
You do what you do. I'm gonna leave it at that.
For those here, listen to the talk show at night. I only call because it's your show.
Yeah, I appreciate that, brother.
What up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck? You taking your car out there?
To Milan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to take both Monte Carlos.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, it's going to go to Terry race, but I figure we get a little more action up in Michigan.
Right. No doubt.
You know. That way I can be ready for Texas.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, because Texas is the 4th or the 5th?
The 4th and the 5th.
Oh, it's 4th and 5th, okay.
Yeah.
2 days, okay. Yeah, Texas just be hot, boy, that time. Ooh, it'd be hot down there.
They race at night, though, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They be all night, 4-5 in the morning.
Mm. I ain't never been
like
there.
All
so.
It's a long time messing around with that car, man. That is a long time, but when you love drag racing, that's what you do. That's what you do, man. You follow that race car, man. I've been following race cars ever since I was a pup, man. My daddy towed me around trying to see a drag race. And once that old drag race go off on that street, man, it's nice and satisfied then.
Hey, man, shit, I done been to 17 different race tracks and 9 different states last year.
I heard that.
So, that's
what
I'm talking about. Just trying to have some
fun.
I want to know if we got anybody on the board that's got from the west side of Chicago that's going to be at Big Shams and Leroy's race trying to engage with everybody from the Chicago, Detroit area, because Detroit Shakedown said that they're going to be there, and there's a lot of guys from Detroit coming for Big Shams and Leroy's race, so that's why I'm trying to, trying to see if everybody...
And that's going
to
be a hell of a race, boy.
I think it's going to be a very good
race,
dude.
That's going to be a hell of a race, boy.
I think it is, man.
West Side ain't going to be on nothing.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see, man, because I'm from the west side. You can't say that, man. I know you from the south side, whoever said it.
Sure.
I know you from the south. So,
from
the
east side.
Well, that's fine and dandy. That's fine and dandy. Let's get to the track and let's have some fun, man.
Hey,
baby boy. Let's have some fun, brother. Yeah.
Baby boy.
If y'all was smart, y'all get
Country Pimp to bring his car out there.
Oh, he'll be there. That's for sure. I guarantee he'll be there. Show shit, stank is Grizz's grocery. Is Grizz's grocery?
I don't know. Shit, I eat oatmeal and grits. So shit.
Hey, Country Pimp got that Buick on the motor, don't he?
Yes,
I want to say,
man, it was a dude last night that jumped on the show and said he had a Pontiac. They run that motherfucker on the motor. It was some motherfucker he had on the show last night.
I heard him last night.
That's Shaky.
That's Shaky.
Oh, that old cool Shaky? Yeah. Yeah, he that motherfucker last night, man. Shaky came in. Get down. Get your, whoever you talk to, you tell him get their ass to 130. He's serious about putting the clothes on.
Man, that man
said,
no
way
of
putting
the clothes on. You ain't lying, brother.
Hey, that man said, hey, he was, hey, man, shit. I wish I was in Chicago. I don't know if they ran or not, but, man, shit, last night, that shit had me ready to, shit, clock out of work, come to Chicago, see that street race.
Man, Shaky used to be serious about this shit. He just coming back, but if he say he gonna race, he gonna race.
Hey, well, we'll see how good he is when he go to that sham race and see if he open for some races. Because all that talk on the radio don't mean nothing.
Fuck that. Man, that man was ready to go last night. I don't think he was bullshitting. That's radio talk, man. You can tell when a motherfucker want to go and when they don't want to go.
That's radio talk.
He told them get their ass up there to the spot and let's get it on.
That's radio talk, man. When they get out to the track, whoever you all are talking, when cats come at them to engage, we'll see who what all that talking was for on these radio shows.
And that's the whole thing.
Oh, no.
That's the only thing I'm saying. I know one thing and two things for certain. Them Buick boys will be there, and we got a couple of cars that's coming from the west side of Chicago that's trying to knock the south side asshole clean out, brother. They're going to knock
them
people
out. They got their work cut out, buddy.
Hey, baby boy, hold on, baby. I'm just going to tell you like this here. It's like this here. You don't hear nothing, do you? Y'all don't want no trouble over here, man.
Man,
nobody get hurt. Y'all gonna get hurt now.
When them boys from the west side show up, they don't do a lot of talking. Them boys from the west side, they don't do a lot of talking. They talk too much. So since they say I talk too much, and I got this show with me and you, kind of like, my thing is this here. Them boys come June 7th. We gonna see.
They need to talk to you, baby boy.
No, they got to be there on June 7th. All the talking be over with. We ain't got to do none of that.
Hey, man, that's going to be one of the best races of the summer, man.
Yeah, I think so, too, man.
I think, like you said, it's gonna be a nice event. We're gonna all fellowship
and get together and have us a nice time and stuff like that to talk about it. We call each other, just talk about it. You know such and such and such and such. And man, he this and that. He just, you know, just fellowshipping, man. That's what it's about, man. You know, it ain't about all this arguing on these stations and all this old stuff. And
let me tell you what's going to be the coolest thing about the race, though. Once the race over, it is still blood pouring.
Y'all already know what's going to come on. After they set the track down,
the West Side, I got Texas and stuff say, the West Side been whooping the South Side for the longest.
You tell them come on. That's it, that's all. Tell them come on.
I know that from a kid. I know that from a kid. We come on the South Side because we ain't had too many places on the West Side to run, so we go out south and whoop everybody out south. If they had a race fire, they came.
Name one person.
Huh?
Name one person.
Who are we talking with? Who I'm speaking with?
This is Jeff.
Well, Dancer came out there and whooped y'all and grabbed it down.
Nope. He won by taking
it.
I bet you won't give me that same race back no more.
I don't know about none of that. I did not know, Jeff.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to argue with you.
I bet you Dancer won't go back no more.
Hey, babe.
Who is that, man?
With all that old... Yes. What do you want, man?
Go ahead,
Jeff. Say what you got to say, Shouty.
That ain't shorty, man. He always do that, man.
I think it's gonna be a nice event, you know, due to the fact that you know we getting the Chicago guys together, you know, just to stick together. If some guys from the South come up or whoever come up to try to lay some power down in Chicago, we're going to shut them straight, I think.
Hey, baby.
You know what?
Hey, baby. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this here, baby. Not cutting you off, Jeff. Hold on. I'm going to tell you like this here. You're West Side. I'm South Side. South Side going to stand up, man. We represent, dog. Y'all ain't going to be sweet, dog. It ain't going to be sweet. It's going to be a war.
You think the West Side gonna lay down just because the South Side gonna stand up?
I say the South Side gonna stand up. Y'all gonna recognize it. Ain't like it used to be. We coming forward. We gonna have a lot of business.
No,
we gonna unite.
Buddy.
First, we going down on the East Side. The East Side is them cats that's coming from Detroit, Michigan. When they get here, down on their heads, we going. Then we get finished with them, we gonna go versus the West Side. Yeah, brother.
Hey,
come on.
Do the East Side got to do anything with the East Side?
Say what?
Do the East Side got to do anything with Michigan? They want
the
East
Side.
I got a question about that South against the West Side. Now, how are they going to do it? Is they going to say, okay, these boys over here from the West Side, these guys from the South Side, y'all go at each other? Is that how they going to do it? How do you, you know what I'm saying?
We got to figure it out once we get to the track. I don't think we're going to particularly say he has a stock suspension car. If we from Chicago. Whatever we think we got to whoop you, guess what? That's what we did, man. I don't think we worried about tire size and the motor size. If I think I can beat you, I'm gonna tell you what would be. It would be a good class. It would be a good day for class.
Congratulations.
Hey, somebody, hold on, Uncle D. Somebody mute their mic, man, because we talking on the radio. So just mute your mic, man, then you can talk, Daddy.
Y'all got background noise. Whoever you are, you got background noise.
I say the day that the West Side and the South Side do battle, that would be a good day for them to film every race and put on YouTube where the drag racing world can get a class, a educational class in racing, because that's going to be the day. That's
yes,
going
sir.
To be the day that the least amount of steps has ever in the history of drag racing take
place. That's right.
They can get a class in racing.
You said a bunch of words.
The drag racing world will really get a chance to see how growing the race is really supposed to be done. And that's
mm-hmm.
why that's when BET needs to be here. They can film it and mm-hmm. put it on YouTube then and let the South see that the BS they be doing is just that. You're going to see
BS.
The least,
right.
You're going to see the least amount of steps, the least amount, the day the West Side do battle the South Side that you're going to see in any history of racing.
And you know why, D?
Because we in the city of Chicago get busy and we don't be that much concerned about just tie
side.
Take your hoodie off.
We know each other. We know each other.
Take your tire off. Guys, don't
we
do
know
that.
Each other, D. Come on, man. The guys on the main team in Alabama. In Alabama, the local guys know each other. They know who's slow and who's fast. Who's wearing a big tie for no reason. That's all. That's where he's going to come in at.
But truly, man, these guys up here take a chance a lot faster than those guys out there will.
Hey, what?
These guys here will take a chance in a race a lot faster than they will.
I might even agree with you, Steve. But you know what?
There's some exceptions. Like, I'm going to give Wick an exception to the rule. I'm going to give Tony Bass an exception to the rule. But they just two among a field of thousands.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but we know each other, so we know who they can run up against, you know, a lot easier. They do the same thing down in Alabama stuff. We was down there. Them guys knew each other. I'm looking at this guy picking on this big tire car. I say, man, but they knew already that this big tire was slow. That's all.
Yeah, but the guys in Mississippi know each other. Them guys grew up racing against each other.
I agree. But when they racing among each other, they do the same thing we do. They don't need so many steps. Now, I will give you credit. Respect, with, like you said, Tony and Wick and them. Because Tony ran a turbo car. Everybody didn't think he had a chance. He beat the brakes off that boy. You know, put a strain on him.
I said the exception to the rule. But
right,
I agree. I hear them on the show, man. And even when they're trying to book a race with each other, they have way more stiffs. Way more. They'll have more stiffs in one race than you'll see in 10 races when the South Side run the West Side. Your biggest stiff here gonna be, are you spraying? I don't wanna get sprayed down unless I'm spraying with you. That's gonna be your biggest stiff when that race.
I'm gonna stand on the side of you. I'm gonna stand right with you and we're gonna see how many races get off. Like Lil Rob said a minute ago.
You know what?
Lil Rob, wait, come on man, let me finish, man. Like Lil Rob said a minute ago, a lot of people doing all that talking, man, on these shows. Leon was telling, the closer it gets to warm days, the less talking. These people doing all that talking, but when it's time to reach, we're going to see what happens.
He told the truth, man. Leon said two weeks ago, if you call Dog Show, if you didn't call at a quarter till, you couldn't get on. And if you got on and dropped, you could forget to get it back in. I called Dog Show last week, and I promise you, my dispatch called me and knocked me out 3 times. And each time I got right back in, no question. No problem. I had that for one time.
Right.
I got right back in. Because, see,
right.
Now the truth is coming to head now. All
that's
that
right.
Talking, all that getting on this air, talking in Boston, it's time out for that. It's time for putting up or shutting up now.
Right.
Let's go further.
That's why, Will.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, this Rob. Hey, man, I'm thinking about building a new car. It's going to be called a stiff car. If you say you got a cage, I'm going to unbolt my cage and take it out. If you say I got 29 W's on, I'm going to pull those off and put some 26's on there. Hey, you know what I'm saying? If you say, hey, you got light doors, I'm going to take those off and put some heavy doors on there. They're going to have the weight on the door and say 100 pounds. I'm going to build me a stiff car, and that's how I'm going to get me some races.
Well, you watch. It ain't going to be any races. We talking all that good stuff, but I'm going to be standing right next to Steve. We're going to see how many really get off. These guys are doing a lot of talking. I hear them all day and night, too.
We got somebody got some background noise, somebody on the speakerphone or something, man, because it's real bad on this end. Can you mute your mic? We're having a good show. Appreciate it.
Hey, Cadillac?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know they got the thing in Sham's race, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like fucking Sham race ain't till June 7th or something. They need to have a little shootout, South Side versus West Side, maybe the 23rd, 24th. You know, a couple of weeks before Sham shit.
I don't think them cars are ready.
Have a little shootout, you know what I'm saying? A couple of weeks. And then when Sam race come, they can have a rematch, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. That sounds good.
I mean, you got a month to get your shit ready. If it ain't gonna be ready in 4 weeks, it ain't gonna be ready in 6.
How the hell? They ain't got them ready in 6 months. Then all of a sudden they gonna get them ready in 30 days. Come on, bro. Them cars in the Midwest. I don't think them cars ready that's been going down the track. Even home with brother. Look at the weather, bro.
Baby boy.
Well, you went
down. Understand what I'm saying.
I'm gonna let you talk. Wait, now,
you ain't letting me talk.
Hey, Chuck. Who's that, Chuck?
Yeah.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Your car ready?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You want to run the yellow Camaro tomorrow?
No, I ain't coming.
Thank you, yeah.
Dan, you see my car be up in Milo.
What is that, the third?
Yeah, the third.
So you know what, we're going to test it on the Milo at the Grove over the Milo?
No, I ain't, you know what, Leon, I ain't got time to be taking my car nowhere. But if a motherfucker want me to just ride, if Maurice gonna come pick me up, I'll ride out there with him.
Hell no. What are you gonna ride for? You gonna bring a car? Let's take
it. No, ain't. Look. I've been tied up all winter in that motherfucking shop, man. I'm ready to drink and get on the line and bet $5 to everybody.
I'm betting with you, Chuck. That's what I want to do.
You know what? That ain't no shit, man. I want to get out, but I ain't going to even touch my car. I mean, it's been sitting on the trailer since I left my island last year.
Oh, you ready to go then, Chuck? Goddamn. Oh, now, you say ain't nobody in the island. You're going to be able to touch this shit. We'll take it with you tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't going to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'll get out when it's warm, man. It's too fucking cold for me.
Oh, okay.
You know?
But hey,
I was just saying the day before that they had all that time. They got a month to get their car together. From today, they can have a little shoot off West Side, South Side. Everybody just get together, go to the track on Sunday.
See, there's a lot of cars ain't even ready yet, man.
I know. I mean, that's 2 weeks before Sam race. I mean, you know. I ain't saying
tomorrow. Yeah, but if you do that, I thought damn race is the west side versus the south side, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what it is, you know. Plus,
so if
Michigan
you do that, if you do that like that, you gonna mess it up for his race. Then ain't nobody gonna wanna come the following weekend and blow it up on both sides.
Yeah, well, I ain't trying to mess that brother race up. I mean, I'm not even in it, so I'm just, you know, hey.
That means everybody should be building junk if they're gonna be blowing up.
Yeah, I'm. You know,
hey,
I'm just.
That's not so, man.
I'm just looking for the little. I'm looking for the side action. You know what I'm saying, Leon? I'm looking for the little side action.
That's right.
Because you got everybody on here blowing their motherfucking horn. If they was ready to race, then they could say, "Well, fuck that. We can go out here Sunday, Saturday, whatever." You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
hey,
they booking races. They booking races 2 months ahead of time.
Yeah, Rob. Hey, you know, I got a new word for all those steps. I'm going to start calling them paddle boats. You know how you used to go up there to the zoo? And you get in a little paddle boat, and you and your boy chasing each other, and then he coming at you, and you start back paddling. That's what I'm going to start calling them steps, paddle boats, because that's back paddling motherfuckers. You got this. You got that. I just say I don't want to race. Is that so hard?
I've been saying that. I'm getting to the point. I'm not even going to talk to nobody when they talk about cut this off. You got this and I ain't got that. If a person drawing them, I can understand. But when you draw somebody else, how could you come up to be big and tell a man to ride their car and all that? It's
right.
Really just only way you can't even talk to a person. I ain't calling nobody name, but there's a couple of them come on them show, on these shows, and want folks to cut their cars off and take off their cars and do this here, and that's ridiculous. Because back in 5 years ago, we weren't saying nothing like that. Mother was just racing.
Just look at the car and say, "Get down."
Every time you go out, mother wants to take this off.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with asking a man for something. It's just what you ask for. You know, if you go to a man, if I show up, Leon, at the track today, and I tried to run you, and I know you're too strong for me, but I'm willing to try you with a little something. If it's something that's within order, that's okay. But when I get to asking you to take this off and that off, then I'm just going too far. I need to find another tree to shit under. That's what that is. Ain't nothing wrong with asking for a little spot. If I feel like you can run 10-20 and I know I can't run with 10-70, yeah, maybe if he give me a shake, I may try him. I can tell you, give me a shake and try you. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but you got to ask
some straight up regulars. They know what you running. They know what kind of car you got. They know what you like to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to use me example. I'm a straight-up regular. Since y'all probably met me, I was spraying that damn Nike, and I'm afraid to go, I can't afford it. So why would you come and ask me to get on motor?
Yeah.
If you want to race me. You know
right.
what I like to do.
But see,
so you shouldn't
I mean
even get on
it.
You shouldn't do that.
But see, that's what I mean when I said ask something within reason. That's going too far. I know you're nice with a jacket, and since I met you, you've been a nice with a jacket. So if I got to ask you to take your notches off, I need to not even try to race you. That's what I mean when I said within reason. Some things are just not even within reason that you ask for.
But they know who I'm talking about. That's them regulars. They know, you know what I'm saying? If I know I can't whoop Tony Christian, why is I going to go up to anything to Tony Christian? I know I can't whoop him. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that other thing that we get to the track and we just want to play, but these is regular. These ain't people. These people we know. We see them every year at the track. They got several cars. How can you get on the show and kill a man if you cut this out? What I'm gonna do? You talk the hell out of the world, but goddamn, you get on that sideline, you get your head knocked off. But you better.
What if you got
several cars?
What if it's vice versa though? What if it's a guy who got, let's say you got an all motor, he got an all motor, but he got a big block and he's coming to you for a race. Or he's got nitrous and you on the motor, he's coming to you for a race, and you say, okay, you got this. Give me the car and the brake. He said, no, we're going to run head up. Now, what would you say about that one?
If I got nicer and he got nicer, and he threatened me and he want to run me, but he want me again, so
No. What I mean is, let's say we already know you got nicer, and you come to a guy that don't have nitrous, but got the same size motor you got, but you got nitrous. This guy you come to, he say, okay, I'll run you. You give me the car and the brake. But you thinking, no, I'm just gonna run your head up. Would you think that's fair?
No, that ain't fair.
You got guys out there doing that. You got guys out there doing that.
That's
you got
not
guys
fair,
that's talking,
I,
man. You got guys that's talking. Just like what Leon said about people coming in him, telling them to take it off. They just want to be seen. They just want to talk loud and be out there. That's all. A lot of guys know he ain't taking it off. Ain't no need of talking to him. They just want to be talking. A lot of people, that's their claim of fame. I threatened Leon. I told him I'd do this, but they ain't doing nothing, man.
Like Tommy, me and Jeff, man, we got out. You know, they came to me saying, Tommy, like, Leon, I tried you, but I know you ain't going to take it off, but make it right. You know, we wasn't doing nothing, running down the track. I said, you know what, Tommy, you got it. It ain't never the gamble. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no talking shit, no riff-raff, but you got them big mouths that riff-raff and talk shit, and they won't even move off the bench. But they can talk real fast and sound good, but they won't move off the bench. And they know who I'm talking about.
That's the same thing I'm saying.
Tell me a race. Certain people I can understand because they're going to race. But you got some ain't going to do nothing, man, just blow hot air. Now, I'm still waiting on that phone call from last Friday to lock them off over here and run them for tomorrow, and I ain't heard from them.
Who you supposed to run, Leon?
I want to run them tomorrow. Country Pimp.
Oh, Country Pimp?
Country Pimp talking about he was going to go there to DD's shop and go get DD and them and see if they want to run my Camaro. I said, I didn't have no oil pressure last Saturday. But I said, yeah, Daddy, don't take no time getting no oil pressure.
Hey, Leon, let me text him. Let me text him and see if they want to do anything. I'm gonna say something. One
Hey, baby boy. If he replied back to Cadillac Joe by now, some last week, ain't no need texting.
He came
man,
over and
got
a hustle today. The man came over and got a hustle.
You gonna try at the Grove, Leon?
I was gonna try. We gonna try him at the Grove tomorrow. That's
you
all
still
the
going?
Time.
You
who
still going tomorrow?
Huh?
You still gonna go tomorrow, Leon, to the Grove?
No, I don't think I'm gonna go, man. I don't think it's gonna be a good turnout to even go up there and try a car. It's probably gonna be a little cooler.
It's supposed to be about 57 degrees tomorrow up there.
That ain't really.
I really wanted to go.
It's
supposed to be 57 up there. It don't supposed to be 57 up there. That's too far north,
it's cold,
man. It's supposed to be 53 and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. I stay right here by the Grove, man.
Who is?
I stay by the Grove.
And what it supposed to be?
Man, the thing's saying 57 degrees tomorrow.
All right, you know more than me. But I just looked at the weather. You know more than me. I take your word for it.
What it say, Will?
Oh my,
I'm
boy,
more
than
on the
sheet.
Well, he better stay in Burlington, Wisconsin, then. He better stay in Burlington if he stay by the track. I tell you that at the Grove.
Yeah.
This baby
I'm
boy.
Trying to tell you, baby boy, I'm real close.
He better stay in Burlington. I'm people 10 minutes. I'm talking about completely 10 minutes away from it.
No, I'm about to do it.
Them people about 10 minutes away from it.
I'm about 20 minutes from the Grove.
You leave out his door and run up one road and run up another one. He's 10 minutes, he there.
That's best to go on Sunday because it's going to be 64 degrees up there.
Right. That's
any
better.
Day, I'm going.
Yeah, it's
going to
be nice.
I'm going to see some of that back door action. That's what I'm going to see.
I might just go and watch.
I'm sure going tomorrow.
Man, they be laying some. I think they be laying some power up at that Grove, man. They, I saw some fast cars, and especially when they had them nitrous car brawls, man. Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Hey, that's what's going down. Hey, the wise guys and everybody gonna be there.
Man, those ones be up there riding, man. No BS, man. Them cars, what them cars do? The fastest car they got, what, 230, what, 242, something. What, them boys be riding, man, down the Grove, man. They be riding, dude.
I probably just wait around to Wayne race. We wait to Wayne and race at May the 3rd. That ain't too long. That's
right,
around the corner.
Right, that's when it's going to be nice. That's what I'm waiting on. I'm running my little car tomorrow.
We want to fuck some goddamn South cars up anyway. Beers and cross the bridge. Got them to be here for the South Chicago whooping north. You got to make them out of the movie. Huh?
What you on that, Leon?
I got to make a believe out of them. Got them. If Gold Digger get down that track up there on the 3rd, got them, they in trouble.
Are you going to run Gold Digger on the 3rd, Leon?
No, when the South come up here, man, I'm not running nobody up here when the South come up here. I'm going to run the South.
No, I'm talking about on the
nobody
3rd.
Up here. No, I'm talking about
Okay.
Me and Gold Digger probably won't see each other to the 26th on the Tony race. That's where it started from, so. But I know when they come up here on the 3rd, Wick them come up here on the 3rd and they locked in with Junior. I'm going with Gold Digger. So whoever wants to go back with
them. They running Gold Digger with the Predator?
The Junior? Hell no. They ain't going to whoop that motherfucking boo with that Predator.
Oh, you talking about with Junior?
They're going to take Junior car, but I think I ain't going to think too if the Junior car got his hands full. I don't care what they got.
No, okay.
I think that's going to be a very good, interesting race, man, because I...
What's up? This is D&D racing. And it's small stock suspension trucks up there, small block truck. Or any conventional head of small block up there want to do something?
Conventional head of small block.
This is
no,
small
I'm going to tell you, right, I'm going to tell you like this, Arkansas. Anytime you coming up north, it's 85 to 40 blocks up here.
Okay.
I don't know. Nobody got no trucks up here. Do y'all know anybody got any trucks, S10 trucks up here, the small block center?
Nah.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know nobody.
It's a handful of them up there in Michigan, though. You know?
Yeah.
What they gonna do with them, I don't know.
Now, on the 3rd,
we got Mustangs up here. Mustangs.
Conventional head? I might want to look at them.
Yep, all day. What kind of race you want? Conventional head, small block, motor or spray?
Spray
to spray? Stock suspension or not?
Stock suspension, 8 miles.
I don't know about that. All my killers quarter mile, so I can't even talk to you about that. Let me mute my mic. I'm a quarter mile man.
Hey, Arkansas guy.
Hey,
Arkansas man.
What's up?
D&D.
Hey, Arkansas man, this D&D boy.
Yeah.
Hey, the best thing to do, man, when you come up here to Arkansas, I mean from Arkansas to Michigan, just check around and see if you find somebody and go with the flow there. That's about the best thing to do. Because ain't too many trucks up here.
It's trust to listen now. They got self-admission now. I know ain't nothing down on this end.
Hey, the race
is
May 3rd race?
Yeah, May 3rd. We got a Blazer S10 truck, but that's a little bit too much for you, though. That's not a stock suspension.
It's on 28.
I think it's 28 or 29.
Convention head.
Is it small block?
No, it's not a small block. It's not a small block.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about two different businesses. My bad.
Yeah, like I say, the best thing to do is when you get here, check around and see if you can find one, because we don't run too many trucks up here. A few.
No, and we ain't gonna run out that we ain't gonna run that 8 mile. We're gonna run out that back door. That's what we do up here.
That's what we mostly do. Out the back door.
Oh, okay, man. Appreciate y'all, man. I'm back on mute, man.
Hey, D&D, congratulations on your race in Texas, man. I heard you kicked a little butt.
Oh, yeah, man. We did a little something, man. Appreciate it.
I was just talking to Beers, and Beers said D&D was looking for ground and pound.
Yeah, that ground and pound Malibu is the same Malibu that I seen in Memphis last year.
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, I got to pull into that car. You got a light-ass truck. We'll try out there and put a motherfucking quarter mile. Change the gear.
Oh, no.
You run the 8 mile down there.
That's because I was y'all making
my truck file. My truck file ain't no lighter than your car, man. It just looked like it was coming.
I went down there solo. Everybody in the South jumped on me. I was outclassed. Now y'all coming to my neck of the woods. I want to run out that back door. Let's go.
I can't run out the back door, man. I'm back on me.
All right. That's cool.
Hey, what kind of truck you got?
By suspension, S10 on lease free.
What's your name, Cliff?
T-Mac.
Hey, ask Kevin to put you in the quiet room.
That sounds like some drag racing. Kind of like, what you think about that? It sounds like somebody trying to lock in.
I like that. I wish they didn't go in the private room. We can hear what they're talking about.
But that, I don't want to hear it. Long as, you know, I guess they'll, you know, get on the show before the date is or when they're trying to engage. And I guess we'll see it. If not, you know, so be it. Next to the next old race, Leon, how you been doing, though, brother?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Just waiting on this weather to break.
Man, what my buddy
is? What three look at? I ain't too long to get off the phone with him. He's out somewhere with the family.
Okay. That's what's up. What you think about when some of the new guys getting come to the track with their cars and you know, they don't know what they're doing with those race cars. Get in the water box, and they have the cars, you know, facing the east and facing the west, like Shakedown said earlier. He was saying about a lot of guys don't know what they're doing, but, you know, and Breadman said about, you know, the safety with those cars, you know, getting in those cars, you know, trying to, you know, go down the track or whatever. What you think about that, Leon?
I feel like this here. If you spend the money in your car, if it's important to you, I'm an example. Hey, I'm going to use myself as an example. I know enough, but I didn't know what I thought I knew when I got some help. I started doing that thing. Ain't nothing wrong if you don't know what you're doing. You need to get some help. Go to a Chester man to find your good engine tuner out there. And don't be cheap spending money because you'd be surprised what you was doing wrong. We just gotta pay. You gotta pay to play.
What about you? You came from the old school. You came from school. I don't mean to cut you off, Leon. But what you saying? What you saying? Now you came from the school where you was basically taught just how to get in the water box and burn out your car. How to, you know, get in the beam and, you know, cut a light. You know, you're very good on the light. I saw you at the track plenty of times when, you know, you got in the beam and you cut a real decent light. And you just elaborate on some of the things as far as just getting in the water box and getting yourself, you know, straight back in your track after you burn out and stuff like that. Get on that, you know, the safety, you know, the
First of all, you got to concentrate. You got to be concentrating. You can't be scared in time. Actually, it takes two guys. If you're gonna grudge race like that. I mean, I used to go by myself, but now when I got some guys to guide me back in my track, you know, I need that little helping hand. A lot of these guys, they try to do it all by themselves, but you can't do it all by yourself because every little bit helps. And I'm here to tell you this here. Ain't nothing wrong with spending a little extra money if you got a good, decent car and it works good. It can work a lot better because my car worked real good after I stopped fooling with Jimmy Lopez because I thought I was a good tuner. But he was a damn good tuner because he made everything change.
And that's what I'm asking as far as, you know, the knowledge of, you know, guys that, you know, the drivers and stuff like that, you know, to get in these cars and go that fast, man, to ask these questions because, you know, I want to know about, you know, certain things or if we got listeners that's listening to the show about the knowledge of getting in one of those cars or how to get in it and how to get out of it. If you get a wreck, if you get into a wreck if you can save your life, you can see you know how to pop your seatbelts off to get out the car, know how to crawl out the car and all that old stuff as far as, you know, the roll cage and how to get out the car and, you know, stuff like that, you know, if you get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the main thing as far as, you know, a lot of guys coming in and, you know, getting into this racing and stuff like that because, you know, you got a lot of people that's listening out about, you know, these shows and stuff like that. They just hearing us talking about racing. They not listening to us talking about the safety and how much the car weigh and when you scale the car with all your gear on to get in the car and stuff like that. And I think one caller said about, Mr. D, something about you know, when you go to schools and stuff like that, you know, you can try drive your car without your gloves on and without your fire suit and stuff like that. So, you know, it makes a difference, you know, when you get in those cars going that fast, dude. You know, it's safety, man. You know, you can bet your money, but I'd rather lose the money. I'd rather have you here. Talk, keep on, you know, for your family and my enjoyment for you, you know. So,
well, I'm like, I tell you like this here, my safety comes first. I'm gonna try to have everything I need to protect myself because I can always build another car if it comes to that. Safety always comes first, and anybody on the sideline with me and they know. If you see anything leaking from my car, stop me. You can cut it off. It don't matter with me. I'd rather for it happen right on the sideline and it happen on the other end down there. But a lot of the guys, they like to get off the gas and get back in the gas. And I've seen several of them get tore up by getting off the gas, getting back in the gas. Because you'd be surprised when all that shit come back on. See all this timer and all this new technology they got on there now. And once you're getting off the gas, get back in the gas, that puts you in trouble. If everybody seen that video down in Mississippi in Hattiesburg, Mississippi Don told that pretty ass Nova up the air. I hope everybody learned something from that, getting off that gas and getting back on, because when he got back on, all that shit came back on, and that chassis wasn't ready for all that shit at one time. So that's the way I look at it. Safety first. Some cars get up. Yeah. I can lose some money, but I can't be. I can get some more money, but I sure can't get my life back, or I can't be able to walk straight. So I get tent up on them cars and can't get out.
And that's what I was talking about earlier. Like these guys, you know, ain't no money that you gonna spend. That you gonna spend is worth your safety, because that little bit of chump change that you get. And at the worst, you break a leg or break a finger, ain't worth your life. When you call, use that step as I got no cage in my car, you got advantage. I think that's the dumbest thing in the world, because I'm just going to give you a little, say a little something. My wife, she drove my Camaro. I had a 2000 Camaro. She was getting into racing. She was willing to try everything once. I had an 8-point cage in the car. We was at 41. She took the car down the track. Me and my dad judged that, and we said, what you doing? You scared of the car because it wheel stand. So we thought that was the last run. We about to put the car on the trailer. Somebody sprayed the track down, or everybody know how 41 do it. Take the go-kart, drive down the track, put your foot on the track, see if you feel some more. So she wanted to go one last time. We let her go one last time. The car got loose on top end. She was trying. What she said was she was trying not to go into the other lane so she wouldn't wreck the other guy. And the car went to the left, hit the wall, knocked her unconscious. Her helmet shot put right out the side of the window and went in the stand. She said she blacked out for a hot second. Her foot hit the gas. She went from one wall to the next. And if it wasn't for that cage in the car, my wife probably wouldn't be here to this day. And at that time, the car wasn't even running that fast. And that's why when I see guys going down the track, even if they got drivers in the car, you should want that guy to be safe. That little hustle don't mean nothing. You know, that little funky $1,000, $2,000, I don't care how much it is. I feel that's the dumbest thing in the world, jump in the car, and you got a regular-ass seatbelt in your car, too? You asking for trouble.
Yeah, that money ain't worth your life, is it?
No. To this day, my wife won't get in the car. She won't take it down the track. She'll watch, but she ain't taking it down the track. She won't get in the car no more. I mean, now I look back on it, it's a good thing for me because she was taking over my car, but, you know, I'm glad I had that cage in there and that 5-point harness. It saved her.
Lerone,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. You're barking up a big tree, man. Don't spend your time campaigning, worrying about these other guys with these cages, man. You got a cage, fine. This guy's going to never go to the cage. That's all, man. Some people like that, just like you don't like to run on the street. But some people do. Man, live and let live, man. Then you turn around and ran on the street yourself. So
yeah, that was dumb. That was dumb.
You did it though.
And so
it won't happen again,
right? But I'm just saying, as far as safety, when I hear these guys, maybe if by me even speaking on it, it might have that guy thinking about it and say, you know what, fuck that, I'm gonna put this shit in my car, even if I'm not driving. The whole thing is, if you can get people to be safe, period, and just to speak up on it.
Much
you know,
as I talk about don't run on the street, you still did it.
Thanks for that knowledge.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. You absolutely
I like
right,
it.
But I'm just
I like
saying.
It. It'll change. Sometimes when you talk about it, it will change some people's minds. But it's a whole nother animal to that. Because like I said, some people just hard-headed. And some of them are doing it for the death wish factor, you know? I mean, I know. I know myself because I used to be like that, you know? So I ain't like that no more, but I'm still not, you know, I'm not pro-cage because I know where I came from. It's like fighting, you know? I go to the gym. I do MMA. I box all the time, you know, this and that, the other. I know I'm supposed to be in the ring, get the doctor to check me out, and
and have, you know, the proper shit on. But sometimes, you know, that's just like the other day. I'm over Batman's house. I took my son over there because he going to have a not a professional fight, but his first amateur fight on the 31st. He looking at me like I'm crazy because I got the 10-ounce gloves. He don't have no mouthpiece in there and no headgear because that's how I came up. And when he go against that other person, I want him to know what real danger is when he fight, you know? So it's just sometimes it's a thrill seeking and it's being respecting what it is because I never would have been a driver if I wasn't willing to go that edge. It was for a different reason because I was running because I had drugs on me. I had a gun on me. If they caught me, the amount of weight I had on me, I was going to be behind bars, not for good, but for, you know, 5+ if I got pulled over. So when they got behind me in my modified car, I was not stopping for shit. I would kill myself or somebody else, but I wasn't going to be in jail for 10 years. And I was willing to take that chance. And it made me into a dog-ass driver when it got time for me to be in the lane with somebody else. Nothing else would have pushed me to that edge because it wasn't necessary. It would have just been a sport or I wouldn't have had that edge. Now, when I got older and I didn't have that, I still kept some of that, and that's, you know, I appreciate it. It was dumb, I understand, but some people, you know, that's the laws they live by, and they revert back to that. Because right now, if somebody called my card in the street with the knowledge that I do have, if that man have a knife, it's not smart for me to try his card because he hold me. You know, I got my hands, he got a blade on him. But I'm not sure I'm going to make that right decision. You know, it might still go down. And that's the same thing they do with cars. It ain't got no cage in it. It might go down. But they still going to try to win that race at all costs. Some of them are just like that. It don't matter if they racing for no money. They could be racing for pride and willing to take that motherfucker down there with no cage, no shoot, go past the line and know they ain't going to be able to stop on time. But it's that adrenaline. You have to counter that. And stories like that, they're going to change some people's minds about it. And some of them still going to be hard-headed. So.
Hey, bro, listen up, man. I understand what you're saying, and you're right. Take it from old school. A lot of guys might take 10,000 people to tell them what's right and what's wrong, but it takes that one little edge of fear to make him stop from crossing over. Because God take care of old folks, babies, and food, and you just find out where you fit in.
Exactly. That is exactly right.
You see what I'm saying? So some people learn early, some people learn late. We just hope they all learn.
Yep, and that fear went from an 8-point cage to a 10.
Yeah, I feel that.
You feel me?
Right. I think that's what it's about, man. You know. You know, due to the fact that respect, you know, I think it's due with respect, Detroit, you know, you make a valid point about, you know, looking at it, you know, as the driver aspect of it, and I think that's a very good valid point because you got a lot of guys that get in those cars with no hesitation. They just jump in them, and they know what to do with them, and they know how to shift them, and they just prone to do that, you know.
Not to cut you off, but you said one thing, Hood, that I understood, and it's real talk. You got to understand, man, when you come from the street, you're going to do what you know. Marie.
Yeah, I feel that. Because that's actually how I got into the sport, not because I was into the sport. It's because the other stuff led me to it, you know? So some people are naturals. They get it naturally where they learn and they go on a natural progression, and some of them fall into it, and some of them just are there long enough till they pick it up, and some people don't pick it up. As far as the team aspect, the cages, the whole hustle, some people are in it, and they in it heavy. but they don't have that edge as far as negotiating, steps, the driver, the whole thing. But it's a wonderful thing when you can put it all together and it works out with the safety, with the knowledge, with somebody going out there, you know. Because the only thing I don't like about our sport is because we the inside gang. Whether we win or we lose, we in it for life because we love it. But how many people came in this game and just lost all out? And they said, forget grudging, you know? But, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you know, with the steps, they couldn't get the steps right, and they built a decent car, had a nice team, and they win no race and got hustled. And just said, look, we shutting down shop.
that's part of the game. Some people win, some people lose.
Cadillac. Yeah, but
Flag, come on.
Hey, look.
What up, baby?
Can you hear me, Reese?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Listen, if you just beginning to get into this sport and you know that the quarter mile is at the end of that White House and you're going to hold your foot to the floor, look to go into the cornfield. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't be out there. There's no game to play with your life. If you don't know what you're doing, don't play. Don't play the ball game. They know, you know, the pitcher can throw 99 miles an hour, 100 and so.
People that got the background know, can we shut that door closing out? Can we close your mic, man? Please close your mic.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm all ready.
Yeah, but you know, like you saying, it's real talk, man, but you know, a lot of cats, man, they come from the street. They think they can drive, but some of them really can't drive, man. When that power, when they get a, you got some cats that put a 10-second cop feel like it's an 8-second cop. Really, if you ain't never been that fast, but you got to know how to maintain it. If the cops start getting wiggly, some of them think they can outdrive it. They can drive out of it sometimes. So it depends on, some people put their life on the ledge, man.
Go to Union Grove and play that. You're going to hit that wall down there. If that that curve is faster than you can stop. And I'm telling you, you'll be on that wall, and the ambulance, it's coming. Play with that gas pedal that you want to.
I tell you something better. I tell you something better than that. You can be leaving the at the tree, and leave there, and your car make a quick right. Have you ever had that to happen?
Look, I left I left there spraying that nitrous. The car go over to the wall. You think you're muscle man, and you can pull it back into the middle of the lane. I tore my rotor cuff with my arm up. And then you know what? That's why I had somebody else driving my car. Because I couldn't even lift my arm up like a chicken wing.
That's it. That's it, bro.
Cars like that.
And that steering wheel is so timid, man. You can't manhandle it. You can't go fight that wheel. You can't do it.
No, you can't.
You got to make love to that wheel. And when you make love to that wheel, you can't stick it any kind of way. You got to turn it just a little bit. You got to be calm and cool. You can't get nervous. You can't get scared. Because if you get scared, dude, you don't know what you'll do. You can take that car to a whole nother level, and you might not be able to bring it back. The best thing you can do when a car getting out of control, knock it out of gear. If you can think that fast. See, in a race car, you got to be a thinker, man. You got to be a thinker. You got to be quick on your feet, quick with your hands, quick with your mind.
Hey, Joe, you right about that, boy. This Terrell, man. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Terrell?
What's up, Terrell? Yeah.
Ronald Lake.
Ronald Lake. Yeah. Yeah, you're on my list, too. But anyway, though.
But you know what? Yeah. Your list is going to get extinct. It's going to be extinct with your list. If you're going to put people on your list, boy, you got to turn something. You got to turn something. So I'm good.
Yeah, I got you, Ronald Lake. I'm a serial killer.
But you know what? Dig that, brother. That don't even matter. I'm an OL. Outlaw. But I tell you like this. Everybody's on a hit list. You got a turn coming too, partner. You got a turn coming. So you know what? You're drawing on people like you a gunslinger. All gunslingers go down, boy. All gunslingers go down. You can talk all that old good jazzy shit. Who's on your head?
He might have a big gun.
Like, but I tell you what, I got a motherfucking rocket launcher. I got a rocket launcher. I'll knock the fire out that gun.
You run me head up, then.
Man, come on, man. You know what? You faster than me. You rode up on a little old wheeler. Give me the hit, and we can get it on. Give me the hit.
Well, I'm going to give you the hit. We sit the same.
But you know you're better, boy. You know what? If we was bracket racing in the rail that's running 730, it's gunning your ass down. You want that hit from that rail. So don't even talk that old smack stuff. Christmas coming December. You want a free race? I tell you what, high car wins. I bet you $1,000 we put a deck of cars out, and you pull your car. I pull my car. We'll see if you get a 5 and I get a 6. You know, nigga, don't talk about like you the baddest pro stock driver in Chicago.
I said I was, though, but I outdrive you, though.
Man, come on with that. Give me my head. Let me start. Let me clean the program. Let me start.
Hey Raleigh. Raleigh. Raleigh.
I'm listening.
Check it out. You my man, though. But look at here. We could gamble. I bet on you on a 60-foot, the 330, the 60, and a 1320.
Listen,
I bet you all my numbers going
to
be higher and on miles per hour.
Listen, I'm going to bring a deck of cards, and we can put $1,000 on the hood. And we'll pull. High car win. So we'll do that, too. We'll do that, too. We'll play any game you want to play. We can shoot crap. We can pull high cards for $1,000.
I'm gonna play you in some Uno, man.
Yeah, okay, you know, that's some bullshit. Hey, let's play some chunk. 50 or 100, nigga, 50 or 100. Double, if you double, it's 500. We gonna gamble, because ain't nobody scared and fearful. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody scared, man,
out.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't call nobody out, man. Don't do that. That's bad business. You know,
no, you're supposed to grudge racing, man. That's called grudge. You got to, man. You got to open your mouth up.
Well, you know what? I'm a bracket racer. So you know what? When I race them rails, they give me that spot when he's running 730s. And you be good off that.
I'm not running 730s.
Well, I'll tell you this. You're fast.
I only run 10-0s.
Give me the hit. Give me the hit. Man, 10-0s. You know what? Scratch your ass and get glad. Scratch your ass and get glad. Boy, because, I mean, you know what? You didn't roll up on the
old boy.
Did what you going to do.
Hey, Ronald Lake, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Ronald Lake, bring that back. Wait a minute, Ronald Lake, bring that back again, man. Say that again.
Scratch your ass and get glad.
Raw like an old pappy, boy. Hey, look at it. He's an old pappy.
That's how I got the gold. You got to get there. You got to get where I'm at. I'll be 60 next motherfucking month, boy.
All good, though, boy.
Because you know what? I didn't get there to be no dad. Far from a damn fool. So you know you're faster. Come give me that hit. Let me start the program. Run me down. Gun me down.
No, Ronald Lake. You're an old legend, brother. I'm going to give you the info, man. I love watching you.
No,
come on, brother.
Listen here, man. Give me that hit, and I bet you won't get back up on that bitch. I bet you won't. I bet you with all I got. Give me the hit. Give me the hit, boy, and I swear to God, I'll try it.
But give him to burn me down.
You sound like Elmer Johnson. Whoop your ass and won't run your back. But I told him to pull some cars. 52 cars. 54 cars in the deck for a grand.
Hey, Ronald.
Word. He dropped. Press pound.
What happened to Ronald Lee?
He must
What's
dropped.
Up?
Please
hey, Ronald Lake.
Password, then press pound.
Who the hell called
Ronald
somebody?
Lake.
What's that, Cadillac?
I don't know what
somebody
that is.
Trying to call somebody.
What's up, baby boy? What's up, hood? Detroit hood?
What up, man?
What up, dog? I just came back off mute.
Well, I like the little sketch you did, man. Oh yeah, I gotta drop hoodies tomorrow.
Detroit Hood, I saw that, man. You got that hot. I like how you did that, man. You did a good job for that, boy.
I gotta get everybody else though, but I just know where Hootie and Terrell stuff is at. But I got everybody else too, so all the rest of them cars going up in a couple of days.
You do a good job.
Hey, when you do Cadillac like Joe, do like a Cimarron going down the assembly line, getting put together.
Hey, it's one thing about that Cimarron.
Look at the back of Cimarron.
ESV on 32s now, baby. With twins on.
You got no footage of him grudge racing, so you got to take some footage of him walking around with his camera in his hand or making test hits.
Oh, man.
Hey, Detroit Hood was there. He got a picture of Marcao on there. He got a picture of Marcao.
Hey, I got
he got him going down the track. He got a picture of going down the track. You just jealous, Terrell. You know Terrell. Boy, I tell you, just like Ronald Lake say, boy, your day nothing but boy. I'm gonna take these nuts and serve them till you put it in your mouth. Tell me you like salt. Tell me if you like salt and you want it chocolate.
Y'all wild.
Hey, man. Look at here. I'm telling you, just like this here, man, I'm gonna have a good time with you.
I'm put a stick in his windshield. Eastside strangler. He'll be a strangler this year. Ain't that right, Ronald Lake?
You gonna be
Eastside strangler?
Man, listen here. I'm like a roughhouse racer. I'm running with Kato. And then you know what? We don't need 15 niggas. I don't need 20 niggas. As long as I got these, boy, I'm going to be right with what I want to do.
I'm a part of roughhouse, too.
You know what I'm saying? And like this. You know what I'm saying? When that old man said, you whooped everybody's ass but my ass. You understand? But I know you're faster. So why would I just give you some free money out of my pocket?
You're not giving me free money, man.
I'd rather play you high car pool for a grand on the hood of a car. And we can scramble them cars up because you don't know what you're going to pull and I don't know either.
Hey, Ronald Lake,
look here. Yeah. This is what I want you to do, man. We gonna take this young buckaroo down there to the four lane, man, and baptize him real well. Show him that Mustang ain't jack. I'm gonna drag him. I'm gonna drag that struggler.
Four lane. I love that. Put Ronald Lake on my left.
Yes,
you on my right. And
that's
put
it. That's how we gonna do you like a sandwich.
Hey,
put Caesar in one lane. Put Caesar in one lane. Ronald Lake, you, and who else? And Biz. Knock all four out one time.
Woo! Yeah, okay.
You're a big dreamer.
Yeah.
You're the baddest dreamer I ever heard of. Because you know that's the fastest motherfucker in the world, either. Because that's cars that'll knock your nuts in the dirt. I dare you to get them bracket racing and let one of them real set you out when he gun you down. What you going to say then?
Oh, yeah. I bracket race before, too, brother. I understand a real car would whoop my ass. Come on, that's a real car. You seen the real cars grudge racing? Seen a real car grudge race? You never see that.
Man, let me tell you something. Come on and get in that $5,000 meet out there at Rockford and see how many rounds you go. But you don't even qualify. You can't qualify.
I've done it. Hey, Ronald Lake, I've done it before on horsepower. I bracket race on horsepower before, man, 41.
Well, that's an old guy.
And I knocked out. No, so Ronald Lake, I knocked out their champion. I knocked their champion out last year, man, grudge racing.
I have too. And I went to the motherfucker.
Yo, you before last. Matter of fact, give it for last. I knocked that champion out.
I know what it is to go to the finals.
You know what I'm saying? When you can qualify, put your number on the waiver and right.
And you know who I lost against? I lost against a Colors, man, a streetcar Colors on horsepower. Yeah. And he ran a 12-second, and I had to sit there at the light. He was like half track. Mm-hmm. I had to catch his ass.
That's what I tell you. The fastest car don't always win.
What's all about?
Cutting that light, dropping that tree.
Well, I shot chopped that tree. I was coming on his ass, man, but he was half down the track. I couldn't catch him. I ran too fast, and he nipped me on the end.
That's it.
Take it easy. Be quiet. Hey, man, well, you know what? We're going to have the best of the time. If we can't stick together when we're up there racing against Detroit, and then you know what? With Detroit racing, we can always stay at home and have fun. But when we go out of town, we should be as one when we go and challenge other people from Georgia, Alabama, New York, Kentucky. But if we're all going against each other, you want to go to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and race me, that don't make no motherfucking sense because we ain't as one. But
it
I tell you, all live in Chicago.
Hey, Ron, yeah. What about Minnesota?
Yeah, come on, baby, go where we got to go. You know what I'm saying? But if we don't be as one when we go against them other towns, then we ain't shit. We ain't
you
shit.
We go out of you right about that. We go out of town. We're going to stick together, man, and go down their ass, man. We get back. We get it back up here.
Yeah,
they race in Minnesota.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. We ain't supposed to go to Minnesota, and then here you come. Oh, man, I'll knock your nuts in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? I don't like all of that shit. Because I'm like this. I don't even have to race you. I don't have to. It's nothing that you're going to gain from it. You know what I'm saying? But if you think honor and respect, I knocked the legend off, that don't feel special too good with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can go knock that old woodpecker off and put him on the trail and watch him going out the staging lane going home. They don't like when you knock them off. They don't like that. I seen them pack up and leave. How'd you do that to me? You understand? But everybody gets a turn. And you know what? We're going to wait until the middle of the year, and we'll have a good time, because I'm not coming out to just race you first. I'm coming out to get me some money. You understand?
Raleigh, you ain't on my list. Like, I ain't know what I'm saying. We're going to play. We got time to play. You ain't no threat.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come and get mad. I know how to pick my poison. You understand?
Right, you ain't like a three lug and shit.
You know, no, I'm not going to let nobody be spraying in you. The fucking headers look like welding pipes coming from us. That motherfucker. No. You're not going to get me like I'm not like that, man. And then Saturday, the way he was talking, calling me out, fat boy. That motherfucker weighs 650 pounds. I damn near get in this car. That's 6.5 kiss he lost. Put his big
blood. I heard that, Ronald. I'm here listening, Ronald. I hear everything you're saying now.
Picking on three lugs. I hear somebody picking on three lugs.
Man, that's it.
Man,
I'm
fuck three lugs, man.
You can't say fuck three lugs. You from the west side.
Man, man, three lug called looking for me today, man. Him and Smitty. Came up to my shop talking big shit.
Well, man, that's my man. Now, you can't do that now. I tried to get him on his line. Hey, Leon. Oh, Leon.
Three Lug got the Round Lake. What'd you say? Three Lug got those sewer pipes for headers. What'd you say?
I was down on the other end when Three Lug came through on Vaz ass, man. This motherfucking headers looked like they was welding pipes. The motherfucking ground was crystal blue. And he tore his ass up. You understand? Tore his ass up. I was down there on the mini bike watching. Woo, look at that motherfucker come down to me. You understand? Man, I know who the fuck wouldn't I know who not. I ain't got super stupid stamped on my head, and I don't wear super stupid t-shirt. You understand? So I ain't giving no money away.
Hey, Ronald Lake.
I'm poison good.
Hey, Ronald Lake.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't have my pineapple cake, you ain't going to be racing all season.
Look, Jamie, you need to stop that shit because you owe me a whole cake.
Hey, there will be no tires for you this year.
Well, you know what? There's so many motherfuckers like this. Yeah. You you know what? I almost started to say, get a deck of cards and put them on the motherfucking hood of the car and I-Card win. I-Card win. You know what I'm saying? You know, one thing I can't stand is if a motherfucker race you, you win, you won't even race back again. So I don't even want to race somebody like that. I don't want to race nobody like that. It could be any kind of technicality. You could have won all the
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron. For the Sun Guns who don't really know you like I do, man, I had a flashback of you, man, with your 69 boot riding down Halsted with that big block cackling with a damn a fishing boat on the back of it.
Hey,
I never forget
what?
That one.
Listen to this. Listen to this. I was up in Michigan, and the white boys came out of Pizza Hut, and they attacked me. I did a burnout with the motherfucking boat on the back. When I left that cloud of smoke, I yanked that boat up out of that motherfucking rubber smoke. I took the boat off the back of that car, and they took me to some woods. I said, hey, man, I'm not racing no 4 miles. I said, show me where the end of the track is, where the quarter is going to be at. And, boy, I tore the ass off for $700. But I tell you,
I remember them days, boy. I said, look at Ronald, cackling like a motherfucker, clean as hell, 69, with a fishing boat on the back.
Yeah, that's the way to go, baby. When I came over to Dolly Road, I was pulling a motherfucking Z28, a 69Z, and I had a Chevelle pulling a race car. Chevelle pulling my motherfucking race car. They say, look at this motherfucker here. But I tell you like this, pick your poison. I unhitched that motherfucking trail off that 69.
I'm talking to Keith in the background. Hold on, let me take
you. Yes, sir. Those are the days.
Man, listen, man. I love racing, man. I live for this sport. You know what I'm saying, man? But I'm just not going to give no free money away. You got to earn it to get it from me, boy, out my pocket. And, you know, I'm going to shake your hand. I done been in bracket races, boy. The old boy said his GT, his bracket was 892. I made him cry for every bit of that 892 to whoop my ass. And you know what? After he whooped my ass, I went over there and shook that woodpecker's ass. I said, boy, that was a damn good race you gave me. Boy, and he put me on the trailer. But I'm not afraid of nobody, and I will get next to you in the lane. I get it. And that could be whoever the fuck it is. But believe you me, it's going to be fair, not square.
Hey, Ryan, can I get booking rights? Can I get booking rights in your car?
You can put what?
Can I get some booking rights on your car?
No, hell no. 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 We ain't playing that motherfucking, what is that, they come on television? Hell no.
But you got to say, you say, don't matter who it is, I'm going to book your car with some people.
Hey, well, that sounds like two friends and a stranger.
Yeah, listen here. I do my homework well. I'm one of them motherfuckers, you know what, when you think you're getting up off that gas pedal, I didn't clock your ass with a stopwatch. Man, you don't even know I'm out there. I'll be down on another end on a mini bike. And when you're coming on down through there, boy, and you take the lifting off that gas pedal, I didn't already calculate what to do to me.
So you clocked me before when I ran.
Man, listen here. Give me
the hit.
Give me the hit. You faster than me. Make it fair. And even when you whoop my ass, I'm going to shake your hand.
Matter of fact, if I give you the break, I get booking rights.
Man, if you give me the break, boy, you know what? You got the right. I'll put you on my shoulder and carry you around the track. I'm going to put you on my shoulder and make sure I run through the motherfucking stage lane. Put you on my shoulder. But just give me the end, and I'll try you. You know what I'm saying? We can do what we can do. Gun me down. You say you're a gunslinger, gun me down. And I'm going to shake your head up and say, damn, boy, you're a bad motherfucker.
Get around the lake. Around the lake. Hey, we can't be saying that clocking on the show now, buddy. Watch your tongue.
Well, God bless you, and I'm going to get off the phone and, like, you know,
I don't have to talk anymore.
Yeah, put your thumb in your mouth. Put your thumb in your mouth, okay?
Yeah, but I'm not a baby. You know, I'm a real gorilla. Gorilla. Gorilla in the mist, baby. Cadillac, this is a hell of a show you carry
it's
on,
a
man.
Hill on you.
You understand? But I
didn't hear what you said, Ronald. What you say, Ronald?
I said, Cadillac, you put a hell of a show on. I appreciate the time that you give us on the air like this. And God bless you, because it's going to be some hell of side races this year.
Oh, man, Ronald, man, you know it, man. It got to be. You're going to stand up this year.
But
he didn't let you fit in.
I tell you like this, Terrell, he's so rough. But you know what? I can't get in other people's car. And if you whoop me in my car, I'm going to get in somebody else's car and beat the brakes off me. Get that, Terrell?
I'm listening.
Yeah, because that's what can happen. I'm going to show you that. You know what I'm saying? There's faster cars than mine. And if you put it on me, I'm going to get in somebody else's car and put it on you. Then I get the bragging rights. I had to jump in somebody else's car to whoop your ass.
That's only if I race the other car you jump in.
But where
well, you know what?
I ain't got no win.
Shut the fuck up. Shut No! Oh, shit. Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Say it. Something
else. I'm gonna tie your monkey ass up.
Who didn't win nothing on their motherfucking self?
That's
the funny shit.
What's the name of the curl?
Pink Honky.
Bay boy.
Talk about it.
Yeah,
it's a
boy.
That's how you
feel,
man.
Hello?
Big boy.
Yeah. Hello? Who are you talking with? This man. What's happening,
Hello.
Man? How you doing? Good. You trying to do some drag racing tonight? What you doing? What you got going on, kid? The one that you could help, man. Yeah, I know. What's happening with you, man? None. How you feel tonight? I'm listening to your show. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man.
Hey, appreciate you tuning in, man. You drive a car, man?
Uh-uh, not yet.
All right, man.
Well, it sounds like Peter Cottontail, man. He's the son.
Yeah, man. He's
like
what the heavens, man. That's what's up. How you feeling, man?
Huh?
Ronald Lake.
Yeah.
Ronald Lake, still on?
Yeah. Huh?
Ronald Lake, still on? Mute your mic, man. I'll mute your mic.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Baby. Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, Ronald, you want to be there?
What's
June 7th at the Sam race?
Man, that's June the 7th. Man, I'll be there. I'll be there June the 7th. I ain't trying to shake nobody. I ain't trying to run from nobody. I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. And I ain't got to lock in and all that old pussy shit. I'll be there, and we go up there and get in the water box.
Bay boy.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do, because you know what? Drag racing is my motherfucking pastime. I enjoy it as long as we can both be safe going down through that. Because ain't no coward stamped on my chest.
All right.
Man, best man win. And then you know what? And then at the end, shake hands. Don't be, I'm the baddest in the West. No. You know, shake a man's hand. Because, man, a man whoop me. I'm glad to tell him, boy, you got me. You got me. But you ain't going to get me the next time I come back. You know what I'm saying? We can do all what we got to do. I'm waiting till it's butt ball dark to get it on. You want to knock me off? Make it be at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not racing butt ball dark. You know, you can't even on the return road at 41,
If you don't remember what you were doing in the daytime, you all on the grass coming on every turn low because you can't see down there. What we need to do is take some of them energy lights and put down there on the other end so a man know how to get back from the return road. Then he don't care. Then he don't give a rat's ass about us as long as we spend our money there.
Hey, how about this? How about this? All the racers that want to go to that track and keep going to that track, y'all throw that to him. And he can get some lights down there for you can be able to see to get off the track and come back to your cars and to the pit. Well, don't go. Because we just supported that track long enough, and they know what they need to do. They hear it on these shows. They get the word out. The word being spreaded. It's just up to them to make their move.
Oh, that dude just talked to me.
Leon, you know what? Leon, you made a mouthful when you said that I had at Raylo's event at his banquet, we had some guys that ran at the track at 41, and they said that fast going old races, the track has been the same a lot of years, and I don't want to take my nice car there and hurt my car.
I ain't got no
weed. Shut the fuck
up.
Did I say? No! Oh, shit. Say again. Say something else.
Yeah, what the hell about that damn noise?
Say something else. Say something else, nigga. I'm going to tie your old monkey ass up.
Babe boy.
Go ahead, Leon.
I'm good, man. I don't know what's happening.
Explain to me. That's Kate with that, playing with the,
Bay boy, what is grudge racing?
What is grudge racing? When you think you got the fastest car, when you can trying to bet money and you trying to grudge with them people, you trying to take whatever they bring. If you can raise it for the title of their car, that's where I come from. The older guy said they was racing on Lake Street. They got a whole L up there. They said they was racing down Lake Street. They was on Hastings and Damon and Fortin. The old Doty. That's grudge racing, man. That's what grudge racing is, whoever that is. Now, Leon, what was you saying about that track again?
Everybody just put their foot down and tell the man, hey, just like we on these shows, I'll put your foot down and tell them the same damn thing. You can't see when you get off the return road. They need to do something about the return road so we can be able to see. And if they don't, we just got to stop going, man.
These
cars costing us too much money. It's costing way too much money to put these motherfuckers out there and get them tore up.
What cost you?
Pay $10.95 or something over there.
Hey, whoever got their mic open, can y'all mute your mic?
Hey, to tell you the truth, I'm locked in and run Cadillac Joe. I really don't want to run out the back door at 41. Hell yeah, you should be definitely why I'm scared I'm dying at that damn track, man. Because that shit when I seen that shit happen with you, goddamn shit, that'll stop me from going to the track.
You don't need to be going out the back door, Terrell.
Hey, the car can be safe, but the damn track ain't safe.
No, you don't need to have that track is for a slower car, man. I mean, if you got one of these little $5,000-$6,000 cars, okay, yeah. But man, when you put that money in them cars, you don't want to tear your car up there.
You know, I want to support Sham Race and everything. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
I'm saying, man, you know, I'm saying go. I'm saying still go. But as far as racing your car, shit.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I better run Joe at 131.
Hey,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Check it out, man.
Yeah.
This the Cadillac, man. I'm going to show you what kind of cat I am, boy. You show up at 31, and we can have a good time. I don't want you to tell
me,
man. I don't want you. See, I'm a real cat. It ain't about the money, man. It's about me getting into your tail, man, and showing you who your daddy is. That's
Uh-oh.
What time it is. That's
Uh-oh.
What time it is, bro. I'm a real
yes,
cat,
father.
Man.
You know, hey man, real talk, man. And Leon says a real good thing, and that's real talk, man. These cars, we got too much money in them, dude. You understand? And yeah. I don't want to see nothing happen to you, and I know you don't want to see nothing happen to me. It's about safety first. All that other stuff is out the window, man. We can go with 131, bro. Ain't no problem.
That's gangster, there. That's 100.
Yeah.
But we all need to sit together on shit like that, though, man, because, man, we all got, man, these cars, families, man. If a person don't want to fix the facilities, man, to accommodate us, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to, like, stop going or boycott, man, or just, you know.
No, don't boycott it. Just don't go. That's all. Don't race your car there. You know what I'm saying? You can go and watch somebody else tear their shit up if that's what they want to do with a fast car. But, like, you know, you just go in there and watch.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like this. I watch 8 cars hit the wall. Do you think Denny give a damn about us?
No, he don't care nothing about us, man.
8 cars hit the wall. Man, how many hundreds of thousands was that? 80 grand? 70,000? You know what I'm saying? And the only time you spread that crap is when it's an all-out run bracket meet. So now, if you run that on Saturday, Sunday, the track is still stuck. Other than that, it's just a track test with 60-foot, 8-mile races, 330. Other than that, go on down to the whole track. I wouldn't go there on a Wednesday to test and tool. I wouldn't go there on a Friday to test and tool. But he don't do shit for us.
You can shut it off at the 8th, right before the 8th.
Yeah, you can do that. And then
it's concrete today.
God forbid when he put that resin down there and he ain't dragging the track, you go to high gear and the car starts going over to the right and the left. I'm getting off the gas, so I wouldn't give a damn how much money's involved. My life means more to me than giving you some money. Or whoever.
Hey, ask yourself this. Imagine you're at 41, you're in a big wreck, and you're trapped between the cage and the motor, and nobody had nothing to get you loose. There's no ambulance, nothing.
That's right.
No jaws of life, there's nothing. And you're sitting there folded up.
Man, you're crying to Jesus,
you're
man.
Car catch on fire, man, and what we going to do? There's not even fire steams out there. What you going to do? Watch by the burning car, man.
And that's the same thing I was saying earlier, Kareel, about, you know, helping my partner with his car. It was just me and him, and I couldn't get in the car. I didn't know how to get in the return road because he was hot. But getting in the car, so getting out the car, running the car, and then he got on the golf cart, got in the car, and I didn't know how to get out the goddamn car, man. He took me 15 minutes once we got to the pit. To get out the car. He said, well, you get out the car yourself. I ain't going to show you how to get out the car. You have to get out the car yourself. You got to show me how to get out the car. You know, that's a job, man.
I'm going to tell you this, man. When Biz wrecked at Milan last year, I was down at the end after he wrecked. Did you know, man, took that man about a good 45 minutes to get that man out that car, man? They had to carry him. They had to put a board in there, get him out to the passenger side, through the roll cage. Over the nitrous bottles, man, to get that man out their car. And Biz he's a big guy, but he's not that big. But it took about 4 people to get that man out their car, man. It's about 45 minutes to get him out their car. Imagine that car was on fire.
But they was right on it.
And we tried to help. We had a whole team.
It'd kill him dead if it caught fire. It'd kill him dead.
Yeah, to kill him, because me and Jeff had to hold the doors open. We had to hold the doors open to get, you know, soon to get the board inside, you know, to carry them out, you know. Just imagine that car hit cold flames, man. That man would have got that car. That man would have burnt up in that car.
Yep.
Got that right, brother. Real
thought. So imagine all these guys who 350 pounds, 400, getting these cars, man, with these cages. Ain't no way in the world you get a guy 400 pounds, man, out of a car, man, in a Mustang. It's not going to happen.
Or what if he didn't have a cage? That's it.
It won't happen.
Yeah, you said a mouthful of that, kid. So
man, I promise you, man, you know, you guys, you know, in the cars, that's why I love to go to the track. I love to watch it. I love to be around and the things of that nature. But you have the thoughts about if the car malfunction or anything that happened, or get up under the tire, anything, dude, anything, man, you know. So I respect a lot of guys, man, to get in those cars, man. You know, and you know, do what they do in them cars, man, racing for money and stuff like that, pressure on, and maybe you don't got pressure on, the car just break or anything, man, you know. So, like I say, man, I'm waiting to go to the track, man. The weather is getting a little better for us in the Midwest, and I want to go to the track and see some of these cars go down the track, man, and you know. And fellowship, just a couple of you guys, a lot of guys that I don't know, I want to, you know, meet you guys, man, you know, and that's what it's about, having a nice time.
And I tell you like this, man, anytime you see a Nazi swastika on the stop sign, do you think you really care about us? I've been meaning to stop with my truck and paint a black power fist on it. And I bet you the stop sign be took down. Anytime you see Nazi shit and German shit, they don't want us there. He hate us, but he want our money. Beers was spraying the track when he threw an event there. You know the official told him don't spray no more? He want to make damn sure we get out the hole. We want to make damn sure the track is stuck. And they was arguing at him. They told him don't spray no more. When I seen that shit,
well, see,
if that was the case,
he was supposed to tell him, you know what, man, we ain't gonna have no event here no more, man. That's real talk, man, because that's making the racers be able to get down the track better.
Right.
That's what I feel, you know, man. You know, like I say, man, 41, it's all right track, man. We do that, man, but you don't need to take no fast car there, man. I'm gonna take my street car there and get down and have me some fun. But Terrell go to 131, I'm gonna tear a hole in him. Hey, it's like Maury say, Cadillac, you are his daddy. Use the daddy. That's my son.
That's your son.
That's my son. I can't deny that, boy.
Say you the pappy, huh?
Hey, you see, I came in. I told my son we ain't gonna race there. I want to see my son get down the track, win or lose. I want to see him get down and talk about it.
What about your uncle?
My uncle, get down,
yeah.
Get down too. I want to see him make it too. I want everybody to see him make it. This is about having fun, man. Enjoying yourself.
Hey, I want to see Leon races drop top with the top down.
Oh, goddamn!
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I don't think that's gonna happen, Terrell.
Leon, you gonna drop the top for us, brother?
I ain't never seen that top down.
See, Leon going on those paths, that over top down, boy, ride through that, boy. I'm like, look at Leon, boy. Motherfucker, hammer come off his head.
Hey, you know, hey, Terrell, you know who used to race like that? Chicken Man, old Terrio, man. Old Terrio had that old 68 colors, 67 colors he had. Well, nice motor, and he would have gone old convertible. He used to race with the top down. His dog used to come back. He used to whoop somebody, and after he whoop him, he come back down the street with the top down. He left the top down on it. Oh,
Terrio with the Malibu.
Yeah, old Chicken Man.
Oh man,
it's a white dude that be up at Rockford with a convertible.
Yeah, he be in a wheelchair because
it's a yellow
one.
It's a yellow Skylark?
No, it's a Cutlass. That's a Cutlass. I think that's a Cutlass.
No, there ain't no color. That's a Skylark. It's yellow.
Is
it's
it?
A Buick.
I thought it was a color.
Yeah, it's a Buick.
No, oh, okay.
It's a Buick, yeah. The 72 Skylark, I think. 72 or 71. Yeah, you run with the top down. Then it's a Firebird that be there, too, doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, it's all about enjoying yourself, man, getting down, man. It's like a lot of brothers, man, I hear on the radio, man, on the different stations, everybody sounding like Bass. Everybody seem like they want to go, man. I want to see them go. I want to see them go. The main person I want to see go is that cat, Terrell. I wish that boy the best, but he getting up against his daddy, he going to lose. He gonna lose against his daddy.
Oh boy!
All right now.
Yeah. Hey, but then you know what? I'm gonna make sure you get him something neat. You make sure you come on over to the trailer, son. Get you something neat. I'm gonna give you some potato salad. Help you out.
I'll eat a motherfucking potato salad, man. So ain't no man gonna feed me no motherfucking potato salad, man. Ain't no man gonna feed me no potato salad, man.
Hey, I didn't say I was gonna feed you anything. I say you come on over there, you
break yourself, fool.
Goddamn potato salad, man. Hell no.
Hey, because knowing you, you gonna have one of them girls over there to feed you, Terrell. So it ain't no thing.
Man, I want a potato salad, man, for no trailer.
Okay, you get you some spaghetti. It's going to be some spaghetti there.
You going to have motherfuckers sick.
I going to have you sick. Whatever you want. It's going to be some ribs there. So if you want a polar sausage, whatever you want, it's going to be there.
Hey, Kyler.
Yeah.
Have a pot of chitlin.
Yeah.
What's all that background noise, bro?
You say what?
What's all that background noise? We hear a lot of background noise where everybody's trying to talk.
Is any guys on the phone going to Wayne's race May 3rd?
I was thinking about going up there to look.
Yeah, we're going to go up there too.
Yes. Go up there, support Wayne. Go up there, see what he do.
I will go up there too, Terrell.
Yeah, I'll be up there.
I'm betting with Wayne.
Cadillac?
Huh?
Yeah. I said, what's going on, Cadillac? Baby boy,
hey,
Terrell,
going? Hey,
Leon.
Huh?
How y'all doing, man?
What's up,
huh?
Yeah, I figured I'd come in on the last part of the show, man, to give y'all a chance to get it in, man, and get them cars locked in, however y'all was going to do it. I figured I'd wait till the end, and then I'd come in and do my little fellowshipping, man, let all y'all know, man, that I'm acknowledging you all.
Hey, man, we appreciate you
That's
coming
what's up,
in.
Bro.
We appreciate that. That's what time it is. Said hello, hello, hello.
Yes.
That's it. Hey, Unc, did you check out that weather today?
Yeah.
Hey, you wait till tomorrow. I got something even better for you. Check it out.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to, you put you some short pants on and put your flip flops on.
Oh, no.
Freeze your neck off.
Hey, it might be a 70 tomorrow. Say
yeah,
56.
I know.
So it's getting nice out there. Put your flip flop, your short pants on, get down.
Let's go fishing.
That's it. Let's go.
That's
now
what I'm
now you said
about.
Something now.
That's
what
That's
I'm,
what
talking,
I'm
about.
Talking about.
Let's go fishing.
Hey,
I caught 75 crappie the other day.
Where?
Shit, up in Michigan. And it was 2 pound crappie. Boy, me and my son chilled them. I'm going back after Easter. I'm going to church. I'm coming home. I'm taking my car, my truck, to put the boat on the back, and I'll be up there until Wednesday.
Who is that talking about? They found the crappie in Michigan.
That's
Lake Speed, Ronald Lake.
This is Ronald Lake.
Yeah, I caught a lot. I caught 75 crappie up there.
What city were you in?
I was in Three River, Michigan. Constant
Three Rivers, yeah. Yeah.
Three Rivers.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry, you hear what he said, don't you?
I bet you ain't gonna tell me where he going and where he gonna be at.
He bet not.
I have no problem taking you there. Don't mean you gonna get your. You know what I'm saying?
You just saying the magic word in the morning. I'm ready for. I will be some crappie, man.
Hey, man. My mother.
We were just talking about that.
Look, I bought some crappie home and gave them to my mother-in-law. That she started crying.
Yes,
and boy,
indeed.
What they good with the Louisiana hot sauce on it.
Yeah.
You like it?
That's
what
it's needing.
Man,
I'm trying to get it in so when we all get at the track, we can do like I did last, like I did before, man. We can have a great big fresh fry, man.
Now
you're
talking, man. Now you're
talking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what's
I'm telling
happening,
you, man. Look, the walleyes up there, man, we caught 72 walleye in a day. In one day, 72 walleye.
It's time for them to spawn. It's time for the walleye to spawn. It's time for the crappie to spawn. You catch about 100, man.
Man, I tell you, man.
What you catch them on, Ronald?
Man, listen here, man.
What
I had large minnows and small minnows. And by the time you throw your bobber in, and let it, if you even took your head and turned away, your bobber was gone. It was after, man, it was under. I'm telling you, man. And then the game warden stuck up on us. I said, Keith, there you go. Man, he was right it up, like it's a front door. And, man, all we could do is pull our license out, because when he seen that Illinois license plate back there, he thought he had us for taking an illegal walleye. We was taking pictures and just throwing them back, because they're not legal until May the 15th. And understand me, man. We told him, look in the bucket. My son was entitled to 25. I was entitled to 25, and my homie was entitled to 25. We had our limit. He turned like a red peak. I said, we came too far to let you get a dime from us.
Right.
Go ahead on, man. Have a nice day, sir.
Lake Speed, okay. What you do with all them fish, man? You selling them?
No, man, I just give, you know, I take what I like and I give the rest away, man. I'm not like that. I give them away. You know, I'm like this.
Wow.
If somebody buy the bait, every fish I catch is yours. Because you bought the
bait.
You understand? I enjoy it, man. That's a peace of mind. That's God's country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, when I see you, I'm going to be buying you some bait.
Man,
hey, Ronald Lake. Hey, Ronald Lake, I'm buying you some bait, man.
Man,
I got you some bait, boy.
Do like Jesus did. Feed the whole world.
Man,
I'm going to feed my brothers.
Look, I'm like Ronald. Steal from the rich to give to the poor.
Hey, Ronald Lake.
Yeah.
Hey, Lake. If you don't take me fishing with you, you won't get no tide.
Jamie. Don't trick me, baby. You know I need them new gym shoes. You know I need a new pair of gym shoes.
Hey, if you ain't got me in the back of that bed, you don't get no time.
You got a seat already then.
Hey, Ron Lake, it's like church. You got to play your tithes, brother.
Man, as soon as I come from church,
get that 10% up.
I can't wait to get in my gym shoes and get the hell out of here. We already got the motor. We already got the motor on them, and man, we was catching all of them crappies from the bank.